or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Don and Mike, anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WKFK. 202-436-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop.
Eat my bum, dickweed,
and F you, white trash. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be?
Serious note, today marks the anniversary of the birth of Bobby McFerrin.
Really? Don't worry, be happy, guys?
That's right. So I think that's good. Let's remember that.
That's our tribute show today to Bobby McFerrin.
There you go.
Stay vigilant. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Hair Like Silk.
Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, Rob, what? Let's make sure that never again, never again does a radio station play a song as bad as Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, because if we play it, the terrorists win.
That's right.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Hair Like Silk, Slanty Eyes and Pug Nose and all the ships at sea. Hey, they rock. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike episode, new one for you on this Monday, March 11th.
Right.
And here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067.
Yeah.
New York City, WNEW 877-692-1027. We are glad to be back in the friendly confines of radio station WJFK today.
Feels like we've been gone for a long time.
Please keep in mind, let me just say this right up front, we offer no disrespect to anyone who was touched by the events of 9/11.
Of course not.
However, we will not be doing a 9/11 retrospect show today.
Thank you. Thank you.
We will not.
Good.
I mean, I think we, at some point we'll discuss that horrific show that was on last night. All I know is that today, getting up, listening to the radio, that's all I'm hearing.
And the TV.
You know, the Today Show, Good Morning America, the Good Morning New York Show, all of them. Everybody's doing the same. Fox 5, everybody's doing the same thing. You know, where were you 6 months ago? And the Today Show actually showed what was happening on the day of the show. They said, here we are outside. They showed videotape, you know, of Katie and Matt outside. And then they throw it to Big Al Roker. And then they showed Matt Lauer interviewing someone. And he says, excuse me, I have to break in for this news. And it struck me as
something you might see 10 years from now. That they seem to be rushing, you know, and trying to do it in 6 months.
Not the six-month anniversary.
No, I agree.
No,
I don't know why I feel that way, but I do feel that way.
It ain't going to happen today, not on this show. And we mean no disrespect to anyone who was affected by that. Hell, we're all still affected by it to this day. And we don't need any stupid television or radio shows to remind us of that.
I agree. In the paper over the weekend, I read a quote from the producer of the show that was on CBS last night, saying what people have said about this show before, that, you know, listen to it before you criticize. Mm-hmm. Before you start throwing all this crap at it, you know, watch the show. So I watched the show because I didn't want to get on Friday and slam the show and then slam it today without seeing it. And I'll tell you, I'm very happy to report that I have not changed my mind.
Yeah.
I think it was pure exploitation. I know it might not seem like that to some people, but to me it did, and I feel the same way. I feel the same way about all the retrospectives on it. I don't know why, but I think it's too soon.
Besides, I got more important stuff to tell you.
Should I tell him?
I mean, it's a relief for me. It's like Spotlight. You know, I know Spotlight's on you a lot, but Spotlight on you, I'm very concerned. Yeah. I'm very, very concerned that this kind of stuff is happening.
Today, Mike really put it best. I took a Tony Soprano today.
Oh, no.
And by that, I don't mean I killed anybody. I didn't order anybody to be killed. I'm not the head of a crime family.
Real aficionados of the Sopranos will understand exactly what's going on.
At one point, for whatever reason, this morning, at about 8 o'clock, I just passed out.
Wow.
I just passed out.
Wow. And took a pretty bad tumble in the process.
Got a nice big bump on my head. My wife came down. Thought I had the big one.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, I just had my annual physical a couple of weeks ago where they put the telescope up my duke, and they did everything else. And outside of the fact that, I'm fat.
And you're still exercising there, right?
Yeah, and outside of that, I'm okay.
Good.
You know, they always say the same thing to me, the doctors. You know what? Your cholesterol is really, and looking at me, you'd think, my God, the cholesterol's got to be like, you know.
Through the roof.
Six figures. They're saying, no, your cholesterol's fine.
You're, 1 million.
Seven
figures, 1 million cholesterol.
Your good number is good. Your bad number is good. Whatever they do with that, they say your blood pressure's fine. Your heart's fine. Your lungs are fine. I do all the tests. Obviously my Duke is fine. Yet for what you know, but they always end up saying, but you know what, losing 25 pounds wouldn't hurt. You know, so I take that with a grain of salt. That I'm a fat guy, but I'm in shape for being a fat guy. Well, this morning. I don't know what happened.
Did they call the doctors to come out to the house?
Oh, or? No, here's the deal. Let me get my wife on the phone, because she's
probably a little stressed out today. I would think so.
Yeah, it was, I don't want to say it was humorous, because it wasn't humorous. Mm. Now looking back at it, it was funny. And I don't know what got me all wound up. I don't know if it was the 9/11. Honey, hi.
Well, hi, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm describing my Tony Soprano moment today.
it was weird. I heard the dog gate clatter to the floor, and I heard a big thump. But I'm used to you tripping and knocking down the dog gate, so I didn't come rushing downstairs. And then when I do come down, there you are on the floor in the living room.
And I am O-U-T.
Mm. Yeah, and so
I'm out.
I didn't really have good medical procedure because I'm slapping him on the face saying, wake up.
And meanwhile,
what's wrong with you?
Meanwhile, she's pulled down. She's screaming, dial 911. Okay?
Yeah.
Dial 911.
Right.
Meanwhile.
Was she screaming it to the dogs?
No, to Bart, who was getting ready to go.
Okay, all right, okay.
Now, keep in mind.
I thought he was already in school, so she was saying somebody.
No, Bart was late. Bart was late, and I was going to take Bart into school. And then Daddy's on the floor in the living room.
Well, did you call the paramedics?
Well, no, here's the deal.
Well, we did.
But I got up and I said, listen, guys, I didn't have a heart attack. I'm not dead. I don't know what happened.
Do you have any memory of how you went out?
No. I don't remember a thing. I just remember I'm down on the floor.
Down goes Geronimo.
I'm down. I got a big knot on my head. But I'm saying, I said, listen, please do not send. I don't need an ambulance ride to the hospital. I didn't, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I'm okay. So finally, I guess you guys said to the 911 operator, no, he's all right. Because I was, at that point, I'm up and I'm walking around and I'm saying,
Other than the fact that Jesus Christ got a giant bump on my head,
right?
I'm okay. So then we called the regular doctor,
right.
And the regular doctor said, "Well, one time is nothing to be concerned about. Don't drive today." I had my wife drive me to work.
Right.
Said, "Don't drive." But if it happens again, well, then apparently that's when they're going to check me into
the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah.
When they do all the big tests. They don't do it because 99% of the time when you do that, it's just, you know, like a brain fart, and then and it turns out to be nothing. So they save the big tests for if you do it again.
Had you bent down to pick something up before you, well, I know you don't remember, but were you like picking up a paper? Were you picking up anything off the...
Nope.
Were you bending from the waist?
Nope.
Now, with Tony Soprano, it was, I guess, anxiety that brought on his fainting or his collapsing, whatever
and
it was.
Rob,
was there a moment of anxiety
before
there?
Before you make that sign, Rob, it was 8 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Okay.
Well, I passed out at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's true. That's still part of the weekend in many parts of the
world. It happened to me when I was pregnant.
Passed out at 5 o'clock in the morning over the weekend. I mean, I went to sleep.
Okay.
Did you wake up with a bump on your head?
No.
No? No, it wasn't much of a drunk then, was it?
When Frida was pregnant with Bart, I got this call from a guy in a grocery store. This is when we lived in Chicago. I get a call from the guy in a grocery store. Says, "Hey, your wife passed out in the grocery store today."
Oh.
We drove her home. As
a
it
box
turned,
boy, yeah.
A box boy. As it turns out, when Bart was inside Frida's belly. Oh, which reminds me today, the return of Baby Molly.
Nice interview with Baby Molly.
Baby Molly be taking your phone calls today.
Find out what Baby Molly likes and doesn't like.
I guess that Baby Bart was laying sideways and was constricting the flow of something.
Blood.
To Frida.
Something.
And anyway, so she passed out. But
wow.
That's
what I'm thinking. That you pass out a lot of times when you just go out. It's some kind of a sudden move, like with blood leaving your head or something
right.
Like that.
I don't know. I just want to say this to all my money fans out there. Enjoy me while you can.
Yes, I will not be able to go through.
Enjoy
this.
Me while you can.
If you are diagnosed with some horrible brain tumor. You know, and they give you a CAT scan. I'm sorry. There's one. There is a limit. Now, I do mention 9/11. Between 9/11, my personal situation, and you getting a brain tumor, that will be, you know,
Mike,
that's it.
You
You'll
are,
see. You will
you
officially
are.
See me walking down the street on 14th Street in a box.
You are making a large leap between simply...
Well, perhaps I'm
pulling a Tony Soprano and having... A brain tumor.
I am overreacting, but I am very good at thinking dismally about the future right now.
And you know what, Mike? That is so typical male, too, because somebody gets a brain tumor and you think, how that'll ruin your day.
That's it. Absolutely. Well, Frieda, I'm a little self-absorbed right now. You can understand that.
Believe me, you're male. It goes with the gender. You're always self-absorbed.
One of my wife's friends called the house today and said, just calling to see how she's doing.
Oh,
and I said,
ouch.
She's doing better than I am. And I said goodbye. No, I didn't. I wasn't,
good day
that,
to you,
I wasn't that mean about it, but I did say that. And I really, good. I felt bad after saying that, you know, because I mean it, but it was kind of true, I thought. So, you know, that was it.
And once again, I'd like to thank my family for jumping to attention. You know, listen, I weigh 235, so I'm a big boy. When I fell, we have these baby gates up because we have the little dog. My kid is in the kitchen, roughly, I don't know, maybe 15 yards away,
right, okay.
Having breakfast. I lose it. Oh. I go down. I take the baby gate with me.
Right.
I'm on the ground. I don't know how long I'm laying there. Not even my dogs are coming over to see
really?
You know, that maybe I'm dead. My kid's out there eating his goddamn Lucky Charms like nothing's going on. Frida, I guess, comes around the corner and she sees me just lying in the...
Was there any blood?
Just a cesson.
A cesson, just a flesh wound.
Just a cesson.
It's just a flesh wound.
A cesson. So then, you know, we get on the phone with the doctor, and, he says, welcome to the real world. If it happens again, then we're locking you up.
Okay. All right, just do
well,
me a... Go ahead.
We were just glad you didn't do it on the stairs. You trip on the stairs all the time. I mean, if you had to fall, sure, it was a hardwood floor. You could have chose the carpet. But you could have gone down the stairs.
If it's anything really bad,
yeah,
tell everybody on the staff, but tell me last.
Yeah.
All right?
Why?
Just be one of the things. Don't tell Mike. You know, just wait till the very end. You know, like when you're going, you know. That's it, you know.
No,
so you can't work anymore.
No, listen, no. If it's bad, I'm telling you, if it's something really bad, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, well, you and I would both do that if we
if
had
it's
a
bad, I mean, if I got like a brain cancer or something.
Work till the end.
I mean, I'm going to announce it.
Yeah, right. I'm going to announce it because I want your sympathy ratings.
No, exactly.
That's what I'm telling you right now. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's happening to me, but today I pulled a Tony Soprano. And if that makes you listen a little longer to the show today, wondering if, in fact, I might pass out during this show, you should know that my doctor has said, do not drive.
Right. You sure you don't want, you know, you stand up all the time when you're doing the show. You sure you don't want to sit down?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure that it's not just, are you laying the groundwork for April Fool's Day?
Yeah, right, because that's exactly the type of joke that I want to play to have my wife come down and think that I'm dead.
Right, yeah. Well, like Mike's marriage, didn't some people think that it was just an elaborate setup?
We actually got feedback, emails to the show that thought that this whole thing that I was doing, even though it would affect like family members and stuff, by talking about it on the air, was an elaborate hoax.
So you were getting back at me for fooling you about the Tyra Banks.
Yeah, and then I was gonna come back in on April Fools and go, hey, April Fools, come on.
All right, Carm. Well, I love you.
I love you, too. You take it easy today.
Thanks for coming to my rescue.
All right, my sweet pea. Yeah. I love you too much.
I love you too much, too, and thanks for watching NASCAR with me yesterday. Uh-oh. Hello?
I think she's gone.
We lose her?
Signal broke out. You and the missus, you sit down with your kid and watch some NASCAR yesterday?
Yeah, she didn't want to admit it.
But she liked it.
Ah. And you know why she liked it? She liked it for the same reason I like it.
Why?
That it is so junked up. That there's so much, if you're ADD,
yeah.
I mean, if you got a short attention span, watch NASCAR on Fox.
See, it's the opposite of what it used to be. I mean, if you had ADD, you could never watch NASCAR.
Well, first off, they got the constant running order over the top.
Right.
With the boop, 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 with the sound. Right. And on the bottom, you've got that thing where you log in on the internet. Do you think this guy made a good move or a bad move?
Right.
And they got these arrows that point right down to the cars that show you exactly which car is which.
Like a video game.
How fast each car is going.
Right.
Then they got the cameras inside. You get to hear the guys talking to each other. I mean, she yesterday, at first she was repulsed. She came by and she said, it is a beautiful day.
Right.
And you are watching NASCAR. And I said, come in and watch it. Watch why I like it. I said, look at all the crap going on the screen.
Very exciting.
She had to sit there for a couple of minutes, and finally she said, yeah, you know what? That's pretty cool.
Do you have any desire to ever go see it live? I mean,
no.
You're such a big fan.
No.
They say watching it live is the coolest thing in the world.
I gotta think that would be the biggest bore.
I mean, because you really get a sense of the speed when you're there.
No, but if you watched it live, you wouldn't have all the good stuff like all the arrows, and you wouldn't be able to see all the... They do the thing with the pit crews where you see the guys changing the tires, and they got like five of them on one side of the screen.
You could be the guy who brings a watchman to NASCAR. Mm-hmm. So you could have the TV and be there. Like,
see, I think bringing a watchman to NASCAR would be just like any other sporting event. It'd be a very good thing to do.
Yeah. Anyway, so she watched it. She won't admit it, but and I wish she would call back. She watched it. Not only did she watch it, she enjoyed it.
Wow.
And my man, Tony Stewart, won again yesterday.
Is that your number one driver?
Well, he's been my number one driver. He's my man.
He's not your man just because he won, is he?
No. I've gone out before this race, and last year he was my man.
We want to win this race?
He's only my man. He's only my man because he drives the Home Depot car.
Ah.
Very cool. That's all I like. I like the Home Depot car.
Who drives the Tide car? I like the Tide.
I think that might be either Ricky Crud or...
Ricky Rudd?
Ricky Rudd.
Ricky Rudd.
Rudd, I don't know.
That's cool.
You know, I don't know enough about it. I see we have phone calls. Just let me say before... I want to get into this before we get into the phone calls. That Saturday, we had something happen on our street that I wouldn't wish on Jesus, on anybody. That what it was a street-wide... what do you call it?
Block party?
Yard sale.
Oh, okay.
Yard sale. And I mean,
I thought it was something like a gas leak or something.
No, and I mean to tell you that the losers that go to these yard sales, it was being held at a neighbor's house, a couple of houses away.
Looking back at you.
I know he loves them.
I do.
I know you do. But I'm telling you that, so they put the signs up saying, you know, yard sale at this address, 9 a.m. Saturday morning.
Is this for the whole neighborhood?
Yeah, this was it was one neighbor's moving, so it was a chance for everyone to get whatever crap we wanted out of the house, and you bring it up there and you sell it.
Right. Can I make a guess?
That's an idea.
for a 9 o'clock start, I bet you people started showing up on your street at 6:30.
You're a half hour too late, Rob.
6 o'clock?
6 a.m.
People were there?
They go there.
6 a.m. A variety of... Well, you know me, I hate to paint with broad strokes, yes, but I'm going to say this. Illegal immigrants, many of them packed like the clowns in a clown car at a circus. Like,
6 o'clock.
Like at, they open the door to a Datsun, and like 15 of them come piling out.
And they're there early because they want to get first dibs on the good stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, they want the stuff first.
Wow.
They want the stuff first. We got a call from our neighbor who was putting this thing on, and she said, "You're not going to believe this. At 6 o'clock in the morning, people are already lined up outside."
Well, that would be good, I guess, if you're the seller.
I guess so. I don't know. I went up there for a while, and I find the whole thing disgusting.
Did you and Frida sell anything in the yard sale?
I believe she did bring some of our stuff up there.
Right.
Some of our stuff made it up there, I think.
Cool. Well, I mean, yeah, people get things for virtually nothing, right?
Yeah, and in a lot of cases, that...
One man's trash. I mean, that right. Whole thing.
But, I mean, really, you're going through someone else's garbage.
Well, there's certain things, like anything with a cushion. I wouldn't want anything that anyone else had, like, routinely farted into.
Well, there were couches available up there. There were love seats available up there.
Yeah, squishy, you know, old and sofa. Disgusting.
You know, like, stuffed animals, you know, that kids...
Yeah, and babies have snotted on.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Clothes. And...
Well, even clothes, you can, like... Run them through the hot water cycle, you know, get a real good detergent wash. And, right. You know, those can really be clean. But, I mean, anything that's not...
Yeah.
I don't know.
White trash at its finest.
A toilet seat.
White trash at its finest.
They've sold toilet seats.
Oh, my God. That should be illegal.
I'm up there, and I'm just looking around and looking at just the sea of the great unwashed going through. And the one thing, though... You'll be glad to know, the one item that was untouched was a box of books.
Ah, yes, yeah. The books.
Who needs books?
Exactly.
Right, who needs book learning?
who needs books when, oh my God, when you should see that they went nuts for Beanie Babies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. It's soft and squishy that you can get legs of germs in.
Fighting each other over the goddamn Beanie Baby.
I don't even like the idea that I rented a sofa up in New York. That's still kind of gross.
I know that bothers you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I never sit in it.
Hello?
Hey, is this Rush Limbaugh at Geronimo?
Well, no, I'm not deaf.
Well, no, but this is going to be some deal where you got some disease and you maybe can't do the radio show anymore. And
I'm with the caller. Radio I think it's a conspiracy.
I think it's
a brilliant idea, actually.
Yeah, right, it's fixed. That's why I put my wife through it today. That's why I made my wife come downstairs and think I was dead.
What a great opportunity for Mike to just take over the show and get something good going in his life.
No, you overestimate my work ethic, sir. I got a good thing going here.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm not into that labor-intensive environment yet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey. Huh? Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Chris from Jersey City.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
Okay.
Hi, Chris.
I think maybe you might be a little hypoglycemic. You need a little sugar.
Low blood sugar.
Need some sugar, baby.
What did you have for breakfast?
Egg white, omelet.
No sugar?
No sugar.
Any sugar in your coffee?
Sweet and low.
No.
No carb of any kind, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might have been to the low blood sugar that could be. Yeah. Did the doctor say that? I mean, I really think,
no.
Normally I don't like the theories from listeners, but this sounds valid. That's exactly what it was.
It sounds like you need a little orange juice or something.
All right, thank you, honey. Thank you. Can I simply have my Tony Soprano moment? Let's just end it at that.
Thank you for the dinner invite over the weekend, incidentally. Don was very nice to me and invited me to dinner with his family over the weekend. I felt touched and pathetic at the very same time.
Well, we held the seat out for you.
Mm-hmm.
We got a booth.
You say you were downtown or Tyson's?
Tyson's.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We were there, and we left the place sitting out up until, I think, around the time they finally brought the food.
I guess you were aware of the fact that I didn't have any plans, which has been pretty much the case for every weekend night for the last 3 weeks.
Which is why I asked you to come out with us.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. It was very, very nice of you to do that. But I would have probably felt, there were you and another couple, right?
And just Robin and Bill.
Yeah, I would have felt a little awkward.
I don't think you would have.
We would have had a good time, because you said that to me, and the open invitation. I just wanted to thank you for that. That was very nice.
Oh, well, I wish you would have made it.
That, but there was drinking to do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You could have.
I know.
Had something to drink.
My evening took on a life of its own, and with a very, very sad ending. Very scary ending, actually.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
And you'll be glad to know that Dr. Spiewak. Hey, Rob, will you check the New York phones?
We're up.
And make sure that they're
I just want to say for the prankster that has the prankster that has my car keys, I want them back.
Hey, Mike? Is Mike there? Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, good morning. Hi.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, because I love you, baby.
Okay.
That's always a good sign.
I'll try.
Earlier, you had mentioned that you are a fat guy, but you're in shape for a fat guy? Well, what the hell does that mean?
All right. Now, you know, that is, I am in shape for a fat guy, too.
What does that mean, exactly?
That means fat guys that, there are fat guys that literally can't move. They can't run, they can't exercise, they can't sustain any kind of aerobic activity.
You know, not
both of us are in the category that that's not true.
Now, getting this back to the Tony Soprano thing, but I have been told that I resemble James Gandolfini.
Right.
Do you think you do look like him, especially on the website.
All right, so do you think James Gandolfini is a fat guy?
Yeah, he's looking real floppy in them underwear scenes.
Okay, but would you think that James Gandolfini is a fat guy in shape? Maybe he could pound your ass?
I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example of a fat guy that's in shape. Kevin James is a fat guy that's in shape. You see Kevin has big arms, he can run, he can exercise. I'll give you an example of a fat guy that's not in shape. Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
Right.
Louis Anderson's the kind of guy who goes up a flight of stairs, would have real difficulty.
He was very athletic on the Family Feud.
All right, thank you. Get out of here. And Dave, you're next. Hi, Dave, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
And you'll be glad to know that Dr. Spiewak has just handed me what he believes is wrong with me.
What's that?
He doesn't think it's hypoglycemia. He doesn't think it's anything. He thinks I have AIDS.
Oh. There you go.
Thanks, Rob. Just let me say, if I got him, you got
it. There it is.
That's where
you would have
got it.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Yeah, Tony Soprano in, please.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, how you doing? Listen, I want to be first online, then if you crook, can I get your wife?
Now, see, there's the real cruel call, you know.
Yeah.
He wants your wife.
No, yeah, my wife will...
That's in the paperwork. That goes to your radio partner.
No, I'm sorry. No.
It goes whether she wants it or not.
Absolutely not. Hello. Right. Eric, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little more about the Tony Soprano similarities.
Sure.
That's when I just pull up in the car and I beep the horn, slowly roll down the window and just stare. With this look on my face.
Hello.
With a contract in my hand.
Hello.
So you got a daughter.
What?
You got a daughter like Tony Soprano. You got a son like Tony Soprano. You got the hot wife. Where's the hot psychiatrist? That's the next step.
Where's the what?
The hot psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah, you need
a hot psychiatrist. No, I'm sorry, I don't have a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And, what?
No, I'm just thinking. I do. I got a couple.
Yeah, okay, but no.
No, I only have one, really. I only have one.
Is she hot?
No, he's not.
Oh.
He's a big guy.
And also, I'd like to point out that, Tony Soprano, like, bangs tons of chicks on the side.
Right.
Not that I wouldn't love to, but I can't.
A big boat? You want a big boat down at the harbor with a Russian chick on it?
I can't, yeah. And Tony Soprano also has a teat bar.
Yeah.
I don't have a teat bar.
Not yet.
You know, that's where the similarities begin and end.
Right, exactly.
But
you don't have a hot car salesman either?
I don't have a what?
Remember the hot car? The Mercedes?
Oh, where they said we'll peel your nipples off.
There you go.
No, sorry, don't have that either.
All right, well, you guys rock, you effing faggot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You'd have to be an organized crime.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What a great night it was for cussing last night on TV.
A great night for what?
For cussing.
Right. You mean with the CBS special?
And the Bobby Knight special on ESPN. Oh. F all the time.
Yeah, someone told me I TiVo'd the Bobby Knight thing that there was in the first 15 minutes something like 35 Fs.
Wow. And the cussing in the 911 special was just, I didn't even hear it. It was so natural, I didn't even hear it. You know, really.
It was appropriate in that.
Sure was.
However, if you ESPN had the deleted version on ESPN2.
The deuce.
Of the Bobby Knight story, meaning if you wanted to hear the show, but you wanted the words to be beeped out,
right?
You turn on ESPN2.
It was more annoying to hear the beeps than the actual cusses.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's
Rob
more...
said Brian Dennehy too fat for Bobby Knight.
Ah.
Mike, did you change your opinion on the 911 special?
Not in general, no. I'll tell you what. Anybody that spends any amount of time in New York and with everything that everybody's been through up there, you really have a totally different outlook on the emergency service personnel, the firefighters, the police officers, the EMTs. So when you look at it that way, you look at it from that standpoint, you're not going to slam those guys that they were doing the documentary for. The overall presentation, the fat ass from Nextel that got up and sat there for 10 minutes with his little, you know, we're good people speech at the beginning, and then the CBS logo coming on, you know, this is CBS.
No, we don't that need
that crap.
It.
I could do without.
We don't need to be reminded. And when I was coming into work today, every goddamn radio show. You know the thing is,
and the dialogue from De Niro, I mean, at the very end, it was just enough.
You've got disc jockeys today. The thing that really gets me the most about all of this, I'm going to try not to pass out now while this emotion goes.
When you do that real thing, your face gets red and you go, my!
That it's, you know, what I hate is when you're listening to a disc jockey, I won't mention names, Jack Diamond, who obviously knows no one who was directly affected by the tragedy of 9/11,
right.
Yet somehow manages to work it in like...
Marry himself to the tragedy.
Incidentally, I had a lot of my money was in Smith Barney, and of course you know Smith Barney. That's a giant, a big Wall Street.
Is that how that trading dink decided to marry
trading firm? And you know, I think that's not someone who worked directly with me, but that's someone who perhaps somewhere along the line saw the name Jack Diamond, and I, you know, you know what? Shut up! And as a nation,
shut up.
We don't need to be reminded it was 6 months ago. We don't need that. I think
everybody is saying, lest we ever forget. Do you? I mean, is the caller still on the phone, the guy that called in? Does anybody that went through that, I mean, whether you live in Iowa, New York, or Washington, D.C.?
Nobody's forgotten.
Does anybody ever forget that? Has the world changed forever? We don't need to have it jogged. But you know what? I can't help but think that when that special was run last night, it was a fine tribute to the firefighters. It was good to see those guys working. But I will tell you this, man, to me, the Nextels and the CBSs, it's just, I can't get around the fact that that's exploiting the tragedy.
Just like all the shows did this morning, all the TV shows, all the radio shows.
Yeah, I mean,
you're going to get the calls where, you know, where were you when it happened? What were you thinking when it happened?
I'm thinking of the 3,000 people that passed away right now. And I think it's somehow, even when you show the horror of it with cameras, and you're up there and you see the dust coming down and you see him carrying out the chaplain, it's trivializing the tragedy.
Right.
It's bigger than that. It's something where, here's the way I look at it. They call it hallowed ground now on ground zero. That is now hallowed ground. That I agree with 100%. I think we have to handle it with more reverency. I mean, it just to me is respect for the dead. That you don't turn it into a goddamn television special. And that's just the way I feel about it.
I said it before. I say, hi, Robert De Niro, how dare you? How dare you?
He probably was dealing with it, the way he thought he should.
I don't care. Give me some second-rate De Niro. Give me a lower-tier De Niro. I mean, Rob, give me
not even that good. I'd say someone from Wings, like Steven Weber.
Yeah, give me an Alf, for God's sakes. Don't give me Robert De Niro doing that.
There's only one thing in there that I took away from that was something that I, you know, I wouldn't have seen and I wouldn't have known, and it was that cameraman when the second tower collapsed, either the first or second, I forget, either the second tower went down first, and the cameraman was running away, and the fire chief threw himself on top of the cameraman. That to me is, I mean, that's just, you don't argue with that. You know, that he didn't want the falling debris to land on this kid that was taking pictures. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, you can't argue with that. But the rest of it, you know, you just, I don't know. I think, you know.
Exploitative. We're not doing it today. Today, it's Bobby McFerrin's birthday. That's
right.
What we're saying. Never again.
Are we going to exploit Bobby McFerrin today? Is that
we're urging people to remember Bobby McFerrin and remember what he put us through with that goddamn song, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Never forget.
Never let that happen again.
Do you feel like you have to be reminded to look at emergency service personnel a different way?
No, of course not.
Firefighters and
cops? Of
course
not.
Absolutely not. Never for the rest of my life.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, my name is Michael Petrovich. I was in September 11th, I was in the Pentagon, and we went back to work the next day, those of us who were out of the hospital, and we did our job, and I want to thank you for doing your job, entertaining.
Thanks. Right. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. You know, no one needs to be brought down with this. Well, let's focus more on me.
Oh, on yeah. you and that
on why I passed out.
Yeah, right.
Why I passed out today. Hello.
Scary.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
All right, cool. 2 points I want to make real quick.
Yeah.
Number one, I totally agree with you guys. That was a giant advertising special last night. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, don't tell me that you're being so nice that you're not going to interrupt it with commercials when you give Lardass from Nextel his little, I'm such a good company speech at the beginning. You know, it's bull.
Yeah, I was watching my younger cousin. I was trying to explain to him. And second, I just want to say, Don, you really should take care of yourself because if you pass out again, man, you'll lose dozens of fans. Dozens and dozens. Take it easy, guys.
Thank you.
Was that a real subtle ball bust right there?
Yeah, well,
that was really well done.
It was.
Ouch. That dozens and dozens.
That's funny. I think maybe, let's go quadruple on. Maybe 48 fans.
48 fans.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fans. Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Rick. I'm calling you from the Pentagon right now, as a matter of fact. I just want to say, when did, anniversary become 6 months?
Yeah, I agree with that too.
When you live in this day and age, I guarantee that back in when the Japs took us out in Pearl Harbor, I guarantee that 6 months after that you didn't have hey, let's remember what happened 6 months ago.
Like anybody would forget that. Like anybody that drives by the Pentagon and sees the machine guns on top of the Humvees now feels any differently. I mean, it's ridiculous. What do we have to be reminded? No way.
This guy has a real valid point. It sort of feels like an 18-month high school reunion.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not time yet.
Right. No, it's not.
You know when really it's going to be important to run the show on CBS or run the special? It's going to be important when kids get to a certain age, the kids that are so young that they wouldn't know what happened, to put it in historical perspective.
Hello, Dave. Don Amisha. Dave, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Gabe, the Buzz guy.
Oh, Gabe. Oh, hey. You want to say hi to Buzz? Hi, Gabe.
Yeah, I was hoping I could introduce him again.
Did I introduce him today?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Well, you had a fall.
All right, you ready, Buzz?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Gabe.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi. Have I told you you're my favorite?
I appreciate that, Gabe.
There he is, everybody.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you later, Gabe. How about Mike? Are you there, Mike?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's happening?
Hey.
Celebrating on the garage sale thing. I picked up a vase for $30. It turned out to be an 18th century Ming vase, and I sold it for $5,000.
Wow. You know, Antiques Roadshow was in the nation's capital over the weekend.
Then you're one in a million, sir, because I'm telling you, the stuff that we had out there today was garbage. And furthermore, it was immigrant city out there. We should have been selling green cards. Really, is what we should have been, and fake IDs.
I didn't know that the modern immigrant goes to yard sales, I guess, with the financial need of getting something for a very good price.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
I mean, Christ, all of the...
Now, why? that has absolutely no connection, Rob.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I'll explain in the break.
Okay, please do.
Well,
he's going to explain why he hates. He's doing one of his hateful gestures. And
when you want to get something great for nothing, that's another reason people come to
yard sale. I understand. Now I understand. Very good. Leave the microphone, please.
That group, I don't think, was represented.
No, that was my point with Rob.
But
Rob was just using that as for a purpose of illustration.
I don't think...
His hatefulness was doing that as a...
It was an opportunity.
They may have sent agents.
My God.
You know, and I don't know. I don't check people's religion as they walk through the
door. That's what happens at the Spiewak yard sale.
at the yard sale.
Oh, right.
I don't think there were a lot of Jews there.
Oh, there might have been.
Okay.
Rob doesn't sell anything at his yard sale without someone first taking the ethnic purification test.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I hope you don't come home one day, or your wife comes home one day and find you passed out in the chair with your hand on your package. You know, you like to pleasure yourself.
Ah, but then you could come and go at the same time, couldn't you?
Have you ever experienced lightheadedness while doing that? I never have.
Always right there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio G's.
Hey.
Hey, Mike. What happened with the car keys this weekend? That seems to be the most pressing topic I've heard discussed this morning.
I went to a bar. Shocker, that my friend owns, and was in the bar. After the bar, a bunch of people went to a place across the street. It was real late, was kind of hanging out. The party broke up across the street. I reached into my coat and the keys were gone, and I was real nervous. The owner of the place, who was also at this party, this after-hours party, we went back to the bar, opened up the bar, looked around, couldn't find them, and so my keys were either I lost them or some prankster like lifted them on me. So I'm very nervous about that. Very, because it's got my big. What's that?
Is your car still in your possession?
Yeah, but I see the owner of the place, who was not drinking, gave me a ride home, and then my wife and I the next day went back to find the car. But it was a very nervous evening because I thought maybe that car wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
So if you see them, you know, and my keys, these keys are not like a couple of keys. This is like a set of janitor's keys, including my big my ID card for the place where I work out.
Oh.
My big fat man picture that's on there. So that's why, you know, I'm certainly, you know, being a major celebrity, I am aware of the fact that, you know, perhaps this would be quite a novelty item that might someday be sold at a yard sale.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
To immigrants.
Hey, Don, hey. I just wanted to tell you, you got to understand the yard sale in your neighborhood is like a gold mine for people who are, you know, going through yard sale.
I agree. I get the you know,
it's like shopping at Macy's.
That's probably what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So they come, as opposed to the one in Manassas.
They come from another neighborhood.
Well.
And then they come out to, you know, the people of privilege.
Oh, shut up.
And they buy, not you necessarily, because but I mean, I'm talking about people that might throw something away that means nothing to them, and then it's like...
There was garbage there. It was garbage.
Was there anything decent?
No. It was garbage. The only nice thing, really, was that rowing machine you gave me about 10 years ago.
They gave you a rowing machine 10 years ago?
Yeah, for like Christmas.
A rowing machine?
Yeah. You did?
Really?
Yeah.
A good one, right?
A real good one.
Like the guy's got the chain on it and stuff
that? Right.
And you sold it at a yard sale?
Yes, we did.
Why?
Because I never use it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
It's Troy, what's up?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, and what happened to Triple D?
Triple D?
Danny the Drunk Dwarf.
Oh.
Oh, you know what a lot of people ask me? I don't know.
Huh.
I didn't see him Friday after the show. I stayed up in New York on Friday night, and I knocked on his door quite a few times, and never heard from him. Wow. So I don't know what the answer is, my friend.
That's not good.
I don't know. I hope he's... listen, if he was dead, I'm sure I'd know. Right? There'd be something in the newspaper about him, I guess.
Yeah.
Hello, Eric. Last call here. We got to do something. Eric? Hello?
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
How you doing? I just want to say one thing. On that 9/11 deal, for everybody that got out, everybody that made it, you want to pick that scab right now? You really want to just open it back up?
They
that's
know.
All they did yesterday.
Yeah, I agree.
It upset a lot of people who had been directly involved in that.
I'm talking about the people that got out. I'm not talking about the Howard Ground and everybody that died.
Right.
I have my heart. Everything goes out. I have people I know. But for everybody that's still living,
your point's
I
want to
pick that scam.
I agree. I think your point's
gotcha.
You know, I react to it as exploitation. I can imagine the people that really were closer to the tragedy and how they might feel about it.
Thank you, my friend. We got a break. 877-365-3636. Time for a call 100. And, Mike, you want to guess how much we sold the rowing machine for?
Oh, man. $50?
Maybe.
Did I nail it?
No.
Less or more?
Yes.
$25. I don't even remember giving that to you.
You did?
I have no memory of that.
You did. Call in to win right now. Call 100 time, okay?
Probably a pretty good high-ticket item when I gave it to you.
Oh, I think it was like a $300-$400 piece of workout equipment that you had gotten me.
You actually asked for it, didn't you? Didn't you say you wanted one?
Yeah, and you got me a great one.
She's not going to pick up her phone?
Well,
hope she hasn't passed
out. Hi, if I haven't answered this phone,
she's all right. She's doing what she's doing. It's an interesting, if I haven't answered this phone, you are screwed.
You want to know how much?
How much?
$5.
$5. Now, is that supposed to hurt me?
No.
You're looking like you want to hurt me.
I'm not. You are the last person that would want to hurt.
Thank you. That's
who invited you to dinner on Saturday and said, hey, buddy?
There's a little joy in your face. So if you could have given it away, it would have been even better.
No, we gave
one
away.
One quarter.
We gave away lots of other stuff that people have gotten us as well.
So now there's this guy that's going to have great, like, biceps from Costa Rica.
Yeah, right.
These is good rowing action.
He's going to be able to push that lawnmower.
Right.
Like he has never pushed that lawnmower before.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy. You know, that's good. One man's trash, another man's treasure.
Right. Call 100 right now. Dial recklessly. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, well said. Let's get a call. 100 going. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this, please?
This is Billy from the Bronx.
All right, listen, call 100.
Hello.
And you want a CD 10-pack of your favorite greatest hits CDs from EMI Music.
That's a great prize.
That means you get, among others, the Beach Boys, Bob Seger, and Queensryche.
Yeah.
Greatest hits. These CDs are there, and others are available at FYE and
Queensryche.
And being as we're approaching St. Patrick's Day, once again, we're giving away Lucky Charms cereal.
Fantastic. Yay.
General Mills wishes you a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Pink hearts, green clover.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Okay, all right.
He had to wait for a second.
Okay, trust me.
Mustn't be a big breakfast cereal lover.
It's a good prize. We have, as a matter of fact, all of a sudden we've gone from having nothing to give away to tons of stuff to give away. So at some point this week, we're going to be bringing back some of your favorite call-in games, including What My Daddy Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him.
All right.
That's what we're going to do for big money. We have a satellite TV system to give away this week, and we have the year-long Blockbuster video rental cards to give away. Today, I think, might be the day that Letterman gives us a hint on if he's staying or going at CBS.
Right.
We will have, wink, wink, Dave and his mom on the show later to give us the advance news on.
Well, that's good. I think it'll be fantastic.
On Letterman. And, you know, I can't believe that we have not yet just made fun of the fact that the number one movie in America is Time Machine.
Time Machine.
Time Machine.
Time Machine.
Time Machine.
Time Machine. Number one Time Machine.
Time Machine.
Dave.
Do you think it's time to pull out the Time Machine?
Time Machine.
Should we make a Time Machine call to the future?
We can call the future.
Call the future.
A Time Machine. Right.
Let's make a Time Machine call.
We can call the future or we can call the past.
Mm-hmm. Also, I don't know how many of you mental patients like myself bothered to watch the bracket show yesterday.
Oh, no.
But I did. And Buzz?
Yes?
Rather than go through every single game. Now, we've done this in past years. We've gone through every single game.
My sympathies go out to my alma mater. Incidentally, it was almost a birth for the American University Eagles in the NCAAs for the first time. And thanks to my father's alma mater, which is kind of, I was kind of confused about the whole thing. Holy Cross, my father's college, knocked off American University when I went. And there was a really, I don't know if you saw the post over the weekend, that sad picture of the guys on the American Eagles. Yeah, they were not. Yeah, I was kind of bummed out for them.
What I love best about the watching the bracket show, first off, is the fact that Jim Nance is like a high-strung poodle. While they're announcing the teams.
The bracket show. Jesus Christ.
He cannot contain himself. He's just sitting in a gymnasium in Indianapolis with Billy Packer, and you know he's got the right foot's going like Tom Arnold on crack,
right.
and he's just so excited. Wow, isn't that something? Other teams are on the bubble and they're number one in the bracket. How'd you end up number six in the bracket? But the part that I enjoy the most is that there's always five or six teams who are on the bubble.
Yeah, waiting like in a gym, like in a rat skeller somewhere.
And it's cruel of me, but what I enjoy the most is when I have a team that's right on the bubble. It's either them or somebody else getting in.
I didn't watch the bracket. Do they know now, like, where they're going to be? Do they have the number that they're hoping for, like a team, when they're going to announce that?
This is all done. The brackets are announced.
I'm not asking that. What I'm saying is when they're waiting in anticipation, do they kind of know when they may get, if they're going to get the nod, when it's going to happen?
A team that's on the bubble knows that maybe they're going to be a number 16 seed.
Right. Okay, so they have that number in mind.
But they don't know for sure that they're going to be the number 16 seed. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's two or three teams that are right at the same level.
Right.
And maybe even a team with a
poorer record
sure.
would get in just because it's subjective. It's a bunch of douchebags.
Like figure skating judging.
Who make the picks.
Right.
And I don't know what school it was yesterday, what little, maybe it was Gonzaga, as a matter of fact, where they had the camera in the, not the locker room, but like just in a meeting area.
Right.
And they got all of the players, and they're sitting there, and they're watching it live.
They always show them in anticipation where they're going.
Yeah, they got
the hold up the crossed fingers.
They got the fingers crossed, and now they got the cheerleaders in there, and they got the logo.
And the only reason they're really doing that is because they all think almost 100%
that they're going to make it.
They're going to get the bid.
That they're going to make it, and then they don't make it.
Right,
and then.
You just see him slumped in the dance.
For me, it's the best part, where you just see him, they're just like, aw,
yeah.
Aw, man.
Some of them that are, you know, just kind of smiling, but some of them that are just really pissed.
Aw, you know, ass.
And the cheerleaders file out, you know.
So, Buzz.
After consoling the players.
Buzz, let me just ask you right now, I'm going to give you some of the top seeds.
Uh-huh.
And I simply want a winner.
Okay.
I'm going to be the four top seeds.
All right.
And Buzz, you tell me who's going to win it all.
I feel good about this.
Is it going to be Duke?
Uh-huh.
Cincinnati?
Right.
Maryland?
Okay.
Or Kansas?
Ooh, I'd eliminate Cincinnati. Let me choose Kansas. I'll go with KU.
Kansas. Okay, now.
Rock Jock Jayhawk.
Now, I'm also going to give you the number 16 seeds.
Okay.
Here's your underdog pick.
Uh-huh.
Is it going to be Winthrop? Is it going to be, which one of these will do the best? BU, Boston University.
Go BU.
Alcorn State or Siena? Apparently, these teams both suck so bad that they have to play a game tomorrow to find out which one of them is going to get in.
There you go.
Because they were tied.
Uh-huh.
Or is it going to be...
Number 16.
Holy Cross.
And I'm picking a winner here, right?
Well, you're picking out of those teams I just named, the one that's going to go the furthest.
I'll go with BU.
BU. No.
Yeah.
Boston University. Yeah. Unfairly influenced by Mike, but that's okay.
No, I was actually trying to get him at the last second because I was into BU, right. And then they mentioned Holy Cross. The Crusaders, Buzz.
I see.
This is very tough for Buzz because I think, as you know, if there's one thing Buzz hates, it's seeds.
Yes, absolutely.
Buzz hates
stand seeds.
Right. Hates seeds, but that's it. This is the stupid bracket. And
a little overcovered, you know, like so many things in America. A little over detailed, you know. When Bonnie Bernstein was interviewing the guy the day before they were going to have the bracket show.
Now, I know in years past, we've actually done this because there's a pool here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
What I think we should do is, I think in years past we've had animals actually make the picks for us.
Yes.
At one point we had picked
against the animals. I think that's the way it went.
Dogs,
went.
I think we had a dog come down and we would ask the dog to either pick out of the left barrel or the right barrel.
Right.
For whichever team it was that was playing.
Like 15 times in a row he went to the right barrel.
Yeah. So this year I'm thinking we'd like an animal again, and I know that I'm probably dreaming.
Go for it.
But anybody got a monkey?
We have wanted to get a monkey on this show, and I don't want that guy from Baltimore that lies about bringing his monkey.
Oh, the guy who says that he like puts peanut butter and the monkey licks it out and stuff. Not that guy. But if there's anybody out there,
it can be a chimp or it can be a monkey.
If you got a chimpanzee or a monkey, please call us and come down. And
or an orangutan.
We'd like a monkey to make the picks of all 64 teams, and that's what we're going to bet on. There's going to be a pool here at the radio station.
Right.
There's a pool up at NEW. There's a pool at YSP. And we're also going to take some cash and make a bet in Vegas. Or if not a monkey, if perhaps they're listening at the National Zoo,
mm-hmm.
If there's any way that we could get an elephant, even if it was to send Rob or someone down with a cell phone,
right.
To get the elephant with the elephant's big trunk, to pick, if you just put two schools in front of him, for instance, if you put Duke and Winthrop, and you just had the elephant step towards the one he wanted or
exactly.
Indicate with his nose.
That'd be great.
I'm telling you, it's so unscientific that really in years past we've had dogs pick these games.
Right.
But I'd love to step it up this year.
An elephant.
And have either a monkey or an elephant pick the games for
And me. I don't think we should accept anything less than a monkey or an elephant.
That's right. I agree.
Monkey or an elephant, please. Contact us immediately.
Very good.
Because outside of these two teams that are so bad that they have to play tomorrow to decide who's going to...
Who are those two teams that have to play to decide who's going to be, what, the 16th seed?
Yeah, Alcorn State and Siena.
Where's that?
I don't know.
Isn't Alcorn State Pennsylvania?
I don't know. And if I'm Alcorn State, I'm pissed because their record is 20-9, but this team that they have to play is 16-18.
16-18. Wow. Well, they must be in a tougher division, I would imagine.
I don't know. Who knows?
You'd have to ask Bonnie Bernstein, who was looking very fetching over the weekend.
She looking better?
Yes, she was. She was looking very good in
looking
some kind of
hot, huh?
Leather outfit or something.
Oops. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It's me, the monkey guy.
Monkey guy. Now, listen,
you're full of it. You don't even have a monkey.
I've
no monkey.
Got the monkey and the chocolate and the dog.
No, you don't. You're lying. You're a pathological liar.
No, I'm not.
No, you know what? You got us going for a while.
Yeah.
For a while, we really believed... We believe
if I bring the chocolate and he splatters it on the paper, he'll pick the right one.
Here was what this guy told us one time we were doing a contest. He said he could bring down his dog and he could put chocolate syrup on his dog's genitals and the monkey would lick the syrup off the dog's genitals.
That's exactly
right. Remember, that's exactly what
the
guy said.
That was the act. And of course, being who we are, we were very excited about that act.
Of course you were. Now he's picking the winners.
Now, well, you will never show up with an animal because you do not have a monkey.
I'll bring the monkey down. Yeah.
Liar. Right.
Oh, it's real.
Right. We'll hold our breath waiting on that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
I have a buddy who actually goes to Alcorn State, and they're all really excited.
Where's Alcorn State?
It's out in, it's like Midwest Pennsylvania.
That's what I thought. Okay, I thought it was in Pennsylvania.
You were correct, sir.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Alcorn State.
Okay,
whatever.
Capacity of 200 in the gym.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Okay.
Weigh 320. What do you want me to pick?
Pardon me?
He's an elephant.
320 pounds. What do you want me to pick?
No. Okay.
You have a big nose?
No, we want...
Oh, yeah.
We want a real elephant, sir, not just a fat guy.
Fat guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thanks.
That makes a program director somewhere very happy.
Hey, Don, I was just wondering, you sure you weren't trying to do that new O2 deprivation thing that all those kids are doing, huh?
No, you mean that thing that Buzz keeps trying to teach me how to do? No.
That's not.
Absolutely not.
It's fun and easy.
No, thank you. You're good.
Thank
you. You rock.
See you later.
Hey, that's two you rocks in one call.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Okay.
I got a spider monkey, the one that sits on your shoulders, a little one.
I love those. That would be fine.
Yeah, his name is D.
Stop it. No. We're not
going to.
No.
We're not falling into a D's nuts thing.
That's going to be a.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Is it that hard to get a monkey?
Apparently.
Can't we rent one?
Hey, Rob, bring me the Yellow Pages.
Can't we rent an animal?
Bring me the Yellow Pages, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay, thanks.
Last night, instead of 9/11, I watched on HBO a show called Gladiator Days. It was about inmate violence in prisons.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Was our guy Donna Dawn mentioned?
No, not quite.
Was it a documentary?
Yeah. It was on America Undercover on HBO.
Oh, that is... America Undercover is a great show.
Isn't
I think
it?
I may have seen that. Is that when they have the secret cameras and the prison guards just let these guys fight?
No. This opened up dealing with a white supremacist murdering a black inmate.
Rob Spiewak!
Hey.
Oh, God.
Okay. Stabbing him 67 times.
Wow.
And they just show it on camera, just showing the guy just stabbing him over and over and over again. It was horrific.
We're not laughing at that. We're going through the Yellow Pages here. And
got any monkeys for rent?
No, but there's a D&B rentals.
D&B rentals?
You know what D&B means on this show.
Yeah, you can rent a D or B's.
Let me see. Are there any animal rentals? Let me see. Rental service, allied rentals. Let me just look under M for monkeys.
Oh, Michael Jackson. He got plenty of them fight.
Oh, no.
All right, thank you, my friend.
He's not taking it seriously.
No, hold on. M-O, moving.
And Michael Jackson has llamas.
They're llamas, and I guess he still has one chimp.
But you have a giraffe?
He has Bubbles the Chimp.
Oh, that's right.
Bubbles the Chimp, right.
He does.
Wait, if these big, high-powered celebrities can get chimps, I mean, there must be a place to get them. It must be difficult to get them.
And also, I think we need to make promise to the people that we rent from that we're not going to let the monkey freeze outside, as Elvis did when we lose interest.
Let me see.
If we had to buy one, I'd be willing to put up some money, because I'd keep
just in a monkey? Yeah, that's an investment.
Well, there's nothing in monkey under the Yellow Pages. It goes molding.
Did you take one on the train?
Molds.
Have to buy him a ticket.
Money order.
Done.
Or put him overhead.
Monograms. Monuments.
No monkeys.
How about animals? Did you look under animals?
I'll look under animals right now.
Animal rental.
Okay.
Primates.
I'll look for it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to make a suggestion until Don works through this little problem of passing out and fainting. Maybe you guys can set him up with a motorcycle helmet, maybe a used one or two for the...
Oh, no, how about just put me like in a retard hockey helmet?
I got a few of those at home.
Why don't we just do that?
Hey, look under birthday parties.
That's fine.
I can only look up one thing at a time.
You want me to look it up while you're talking?
No, I see animal right here.
How about birthday parties?
Let me just... You know what? Here's one.
What's it say?
This one's just a personal one from me to you, okay? Okay, that's from me to you.
Thank you.
That's a personal
one. Thank you, Pally.
You're welcome, bud.
Look at all these places. Look at all the choices I have.
What is it?
Wow. Man, oh, man. Detox and rehab. 24-hour helpline. Alcohol and drug abuse treatment. Just put that in your wallet. Look at all these alcohol abuse centers.
Okay, Mike, hold on. Here we
go. Betty Ford.
Here we go.
What?
Animals.
Animal rental?
Hold on.
Oh, man, this could be good.
Animal hospitals?
No, that's vets. That's veterinarians.
Animal shelters. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Shelters doesn't mean they
Wait a minute. Ponies and amusements.
That's it. Ponies and amusement probably be able to get you a monkey.
Well, Let me see. Moonbounce, snow cone, cotton candy. Jumbo Basketball Challenge.
Ponies.
Plus, Ellie the Elephant.
Oh, we can get Ellie.
Fast Pitch Baseball, Hawaiian Shaved Ice, Mutiny on the Bouncer, Galaxy Explorer, Space Buggy, Rock'em Sock'em. Yeah, right here. There you go.
Ellie the Elephant?
Ellie the Elephant.
I'd prefer a monkey. Maybe we can get a monkey and an elephant. That'd be great.
Or how about a pony? We could just get a
pony. You can get ponies like at any birthday. I had a pony for my kid last year.
All right, see if
my kid got thrown by the
call
pony.
Call them up and see if they'll go on the air with us.
My daughter did. My oldest daughter.
I remember that.
Yeah, I heard this commotion in the backyard, and they said, "What's going on?" I said, "One of the children fell off the pony." I went outside, ran out on the deck, and there are all these people standing around. It was my kid that got thrown off the pony, and you know what? 30 seconds later, she got back up on the pony.
She got daddy's cat-like reflexes.
Yeah, and daddy's courageous genes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Right back on that horse. I was never more proud of my daughter.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I want to hear the Time Machine.
Time Machine.
Time Machine. Time Machine.
Time Machine. Number one movie, Time Machine.
We usually have to call Australia when we call the Time Machine.
Right now, Rob is attempting to call the...
I've been put on hold.
Shady Oaks Ponies and Amusements.
Doesn't start really good when Rob says, "I'd like to rent a pony, ass." Ash, what are you saying? What do you say, "I'd like to rent an ass"? Do you have any asses?
Well, let's see if they go on the air with us first.
You know what? Can we call you back? Or can you come on the air with us right now? I'm calling from the Don and Mike radio show. We'd like you to go on the air.
We want to rent an animal.
We want to rent an animal. Do you have monkeys? Oh, do you know where we can get a monkey? You have an elephant, though, right? But your ad says elephant.
Ellie the elephant.
Is this person not being pleasant, Rob?
Oh, you know what? It's an inflatable elephant.
Oh.
What about...
Boo.
Well, now it says ponies. Do they have ponies?
Oh, ponies.
Mike, just hold on. Maybe it's one step closer.
You don't know anyone who can get us a monkey?
What animals do they have, Rob?
Reston Animal Farm.
Reston Animal Farm.
Yeah. Closed for the season.
Yeah, but what do you think they do? They slaughter the animals at the end of the season?
No, they like send them to the Monkey Club Med or something. I drive by it every day. It's closed for the season.
But they probably still got animals in there. There's probably still some on the property.
You what?
They don't ship them all down. They don't get like one plane and fly them all down to Florida.
Maybe they kill them and eat them.
I bet you still got some buffalo out in the... How about a buffalo? Don, how about a buffalo?
Well, what's the difference between a buffalo and a pony?
This is the whole Wild Wild West thing.
What tons?
Kids ride ponies at birthday. Ponies are in backyards all the time. A buffalo is an exotic animal.
I don't want a buffalo making our NCAA picks. No, I vote no on a buffalo.
You take a pony over a buffalo?
Yes.
You had a head injury. I'm not going to argue with that. But that shows me that maybe there might be something serious. I'd get a workup.
Hello, Will. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Now,
hello.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
First of all, I want to tell you I'm calling from New York, and I've been listening to you since you were on at 7 o'clock and a delay, and I like your guys' show a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And first of all, I was going to call you about Gonzaga, but I had to tell you, Alcorn State, you should know this, Don. I think Steve McNair's from there.
You know what? God damn it, you're right. Air McNair, correct.
Yeah. One of the greatest quarterbacks in the NFL.
Correct.
Yeah, so anyway, I just called to tell you that, so take it easy.
All right, thanks. Right. Bye-bye.
What else I heard over the weekend? I heard that Warren Dunn's going to sign with the Eagles.
Really?
That would be huge. And Tampa Bay signed Rob Johnson to be their quarterback.
Good.
That's retarded. I mean, they already got Brad Johnson, who's not bad.
Right.
But Rob Johnson sucks ass.
Yeah, but imagine the pregame shows when they talk about Johnson & Johnson.
Well, which they already have.
Yeah, do they already do that?
Yeah, of course, with Keyshawn. But now they could be Johnson and Johnson or Johnson.
That's when somebody
Johnson.
That's when Chris Berman gets a bulletin at his house. That's when somebody calls his red phone. There are two Johnsons on Tampa Bay now. Oh, bang, bang, bang. Yeah, you know, he's taking a big Duke, sitting up in his master bedroom, and somebody calls, Chris, get to the phone quick. There are going to be two Johnson quarterbacks playing in Tampa Bay.
Hey, it's great. I'll start writing.
Johnson and Johnson.
Bang, 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 bang. Right after I get done with this big Duke. Oh, he can go all the way.
Chris Berman.
Hey, come on, watch it. We have him on the show every once in a while.
I like Chris Berman. He's always been very nice to us. It's just
friend of the show.
The act, man.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what about Rudy the Redskin Hog?
You mean that that big hog they bring out to all the Redskin games?
A pig would be better.
A big old, huge, smelly hog.
A pig would be better than a pony. It would.
I agree. There, I'm with you.
Okay, so we can compromise on a pig.
A pig is better than a pony.
But are we in agreement that a monkey would be the greatest?
Mm-hmm. Yes, a monkey's our ideal pick. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello. I'm Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike's in with you. Mike, I just called in. You need to definitely buy that monkey, man. Don't even try to rent one. Just buy one.
I will if I can. But, you know, the thing that bothers me is that being up in New York as often as we are, I mean, it would be very difficult for me to care properly for a monkey. I couldn't leave the monkey to its own devices.
We're going to Philly next week.
But don't they have, like, a place you can put your pets on the train?
Well, I mean, I'll ask Amtrak if I, but I wouldn't want a monkey. I would want a chimpanzee.
But you know what? Then you'd have a buddy then.
That's what I was going to say, man. It'd be a perfect friend. You said you're lonely on the weekends. Don't have nothing to do.
And I mean, can you imagine, seriously, you know, taking a monkey out, taking a chimpanzee out to a bar? You want to talk about attention? What?
While you're in New York, I'll care for him.
Joe, that'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
What did Joe say?
Joe Ardinger said, when I'm on the road, Joe will take care of my monkey.
He'll monkey sir.
Joe, do not hurt it, though. Don't get it involved in a bunch of drinking games.
Or vice versa.
Right.
Monkey will take care of Joe. On the 444 line there is Shirley from the Leesburg Animal Park.
Ah, very good. Shirley.
Hi. Yes.
Hi, you're on. This is Don and Mike. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
We're doing great. Listen, you know the big NCAA basketball tournament starts this weekend.
Yeah.
And what we're looking for is
an exotic animal to make our picks this year. Last year, what did we have?
Dogs.
A dog. And we decided we'd try to tweak it up and get an exotic animal to pick the
Yeah,
the
we, Leesburg Animal Park, we have a Zoo to You program where we take animals out to, we do Fairfax County Fair, Arlington County Fair.
There you
we
go.
We have farmyard animals as well as some exotic animals we take off-site for school programs.
Okay, let me ask you the big question. What would be the odds of getting a monkey?
We take out a squirrel monkey. We have an educational program that we do, but we do take it off site. We have to make sure that the animal's going to be safe and what's going to be going on around
before we agree
to it. But as long as, everything's going to be safe for the animal, we would be willing to do something.
Well, then here's the deal. You guys, you just come down to the radio station.
Yeah, we'd be inside, right? So the animals would be perfectly safe. It'd be right here in the studio.
Oh, it's right here at the station.
Yeah, and all we're asking is simply that we would have two buckets to have the monkey pick a piece of paper out of each bucket to decide who's going to win the game. Yeah, Mike.
Oh. Don?
Yeah.
Could we get more exotic animals than just the monkey? Could we have them? I mean, if they're going to.
A macaw parrot I could bring if you would like that.
What other exotics do you have?
We have snakes, iguanas, we have a tarantula.
That's still good on the radio, though.
I mean, I want something. The macaws are nice. They make a lot of noise. If you want something noisy.
What's the biggest animal you have?
Well, we actually have an elephant that's on a breeding loan, but I don't know that much. But she's on a breeding loan right now at another zoo.
On a breeding loan. So
having quite a winter, I guess.
which team is he pointing at?
This lady's got a spider monkey. Let's cut our losses right here.
Just get the monkey.
If we could get a monkey to make the picks.
Yeah, we have a little squirrel monkey that we use on our educational programs, our rainforest program, and we could probably bring that over for you.
Do you have any other monkeys? You don't have any chimpanzees, do you?
No, we don't. We do have a troop of the cotton top tamarins. They're another small monkey, and we have one that we had to hand raise because the mother rejected it. Oh. So we do take that out on educational programs as well.
Consider this education, and in return, if you would bring a monkey down and let a monkey make the picks of the basketball teams, we give you the whole time to do a free commercial for
about what you do with your animals and stuff. And I know it's great for kids. I mean, you go out there and you do a lot of good work. It's nice stuff.
Well, great. Hold on just a second, please.
Okay.
Hold on.
This is perfect.
Good, Rob. Set that up for tomorrow.
Okay. And the tamarins for you guys, because I just went to the zoo a short time back. That is a monkey. A tamarin looks just like a monkey.
It's like first break tomorrow, right at 11 o'clock. Great. We'll have a monkey come in and make our NCAA picks for us.
Yeah. Fantastic. We got a monkey. Finally. It's almost too good to be true because I just love monkeys so much.
Well, how long have we wanted a pet monkey on the show?
We have wanted a chimpanzee for probably 10 years. We have wanted to get a show chimp.
We wanted, for the longest time, it's longer than 10 years because it goes back to the other station. We wanted a monkey that we could dress in a sailor suit and name Alan. And then when we changed stations, we wanted a monkey we could dress in a sailor suit and name Ken.
Right, exactly.
And we could bring him out on appearances with us.
So now we could have a monkey that we could, dress up and call, I don't know, Tim.
Tim's not done anything to us.
I know, it's just fun. He's just a new guy. He's a new radio guy.
Yeah, but Tim's not done anything to him. If anything, the monkey should be called Jeremy.
Well, it's too much of an honor, in my opinion.
Then how about Ken Stevens?
Ken Stevens, I suppose.
Ken Stevens the monkey.
You know, it's like poking fun at him, though, now. I've lost my zeal for it.
Hello, Will. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello, Will, you there?
You know, in the New York area, perhaps we could realize, the next time we're up in New York, we could realize our dream of getting a chimpanzee in the studio.
How about Joe or Tom? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, I got the perfect name for the
boy. Hey, guys.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, why don't you just have Tom Gavin dress up in a Planet of the Apes costume, and then you can get your pony or buffalo and have him ride it in and pick the picks.
You know what? I think maybe for a show down the road, though, putting Tom in a monkey outfit.
Yeah.
That appeals to me, but only if the face was cut out.
Did you ask him about bringing the monkey down tomorrow morning?
Lisa took the call.
Lisa's doing it right now. Yeah. And Mike, I got the perfect name for the monkey.
What's the name for the monkey?
Dan Mason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan Mason the monkey. That's a perfect idea.
Perfect.
I hope the monkey has long hair.
A nice Prince Valiant haircut.
Yeah, maybe we can get the monkey's hair styled. That'd be a wonderful idea. There you go. Yes, that's that name.
Dan Mason. That's the monkey's name.
You know, if we get the monkeys in for tomorrow's show, that's only going to whet our appetite for monkeys.
Yeah. I know.
This could be, like a good Chinese restaurant, this could be the year of the monkey.
We got a break. Hopefully we'll have an answer when we come back on if the monkeys will be in to join us tomorrow.
Kind of want a chimpanzee on this show.
to make the picks. Oh, and coming up next, listen, I know none of you guys watched this show, The Amazing Race. I watched it, and I liked it.
Right.
I told you the first time I saw it, I thought it's better than Survivor, better than Fear Factor, better than Big Brother.
Is it over?
No, it's starting over.
Oh, it's starting over.
The Amazing Race 2.
A brand new race?
Yeah, with all new guys.
All right.
And we're going to have, I think, the host of The Amazing Race 2 on in just a second. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That I feel I have to set up the wacky tape.
Right.
But this is from the 1950s. Although it seems somehow appropriate.
This is only a joke.
Today.
For your survival, you must learn the warning signals and know what to do when they sound. A steady blast of 3 to 5 minutes means attack alert.
3.
When you hear this signal, follow the instructions of your local officials over 640 or 1240 on your AM radio. They may tell you to evacuate or take shelter, depending on local conditions and warning times.
It's from 1950.
Your job is to recognize the signal and know what to do when it sounds.
The
take cover signal is a 3-minute wailing tone or series of short blasts. When you hear it, take cover immediately in the best available shelter and stay there.
You know, there's going to be some idiot out there.
Remember, attack alert, steady blast of 3 to 5 minutes means enemy bombers have been sighted and attack is probable but not immediate. In other words, long signal, steady blast means more time. The take cover signal, a wailing tone or series of short blasts lasting 3 minutes, is the shorter signal.
Through it. For the dumbasses that are listening, they might think it's
take
real.
Take cover immediately.
This is a public service announcement from 1950.
Signals in case of war. Your life may depend on them.
Here come the signals.
You will now hear the alert signal.
Here we go. Good signal.
This is London, 1941.
Money signal.
You know, that sounds like that crank thing that we had one time.
Yeah.
Somebody brought it in.
Some of them were.
Would you love to have that on your car, Rob?
I think Rob does have that on his car.
On his car, he's got it in his belt buckle.
You will now hear the take cover signal.
Okay.
Sounds like the other signal.
Who can tell the difference?
Just wait.
It's important to distinguish them.
Oh, okay.
It's wailing.
Unhinge your jaw and scream. There we are. I need
the signals you have just heard are shortened versions of the real signals.
It's like
real.
Same
in the event of an actual emergency, the alert signal would be 3 to 5 minutes. The take cover signal, 5 minutes.
There you go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
You know, at the time that we originally got that 1950s PSA, it was obviously before 9/11. We played it, we goofed on it. Like,
right,
you know,
right.
In case of war.
Yeah, you wouldn't even think about it. Now, you know,
for the sound. Okay.
Official spokesman of the stupid.
Hi.
John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let's see. We got the host of the Amazing Race 2 on the phone. I watched The Amazing Race 1.
I watched a little, too. It's a very good program. Very interesting.
Remember I told you, I loved when the gay guys got to France, and they thought that they had it over on everybody else since they'd lived there before, and as it turns out, they got beaten out by the other guys.
When that guy fell in the water, after he fell in the fire, and then when he went into the water, and he had the skin hanging off of his...
That's the wrong show, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the wrong show, but The Amazing Race is back. It premieres tonight, and here is the host...
How do you get those people to hang out of those helicopters?
No kidding. Hey, Phil.
How are you going, guys?
Hi, we are doing great. I
listen to you guys, by the way, so I'm glad to be on your show.
Thank you. And I truly did watch The Amazing Race, and the first time I saw it, no BS, I said, it's better than Survivor. It's better than Fear Factor. I like the thought that you had all the weird couples on.
Yep.
It definitely beats the S out of Big Brother.
And, oh, yeah.
I'm glad it's coming back.
Yeah, I'm very excited too because you got it right. I mean, the format obviously I think is original. It's not a popularity contest. We're not trying to the people are not voted off. They're in a race. But really, the key more than the race is the fact that it's it's a relationship show. Whether they're a separated couple who are racing around the world or gay guys from Miami Beach. Miami Party Boys, or whether they're grandparents or
now,
whatever.
Listen to the lineup this time.
We got some new couples coming up, of course, with the new show.
You have the old guys. You got the married parents.
Okay. How old are they?
How old are Hope and Norm?
Hope and Norm are in their 30s, early 30s.
All right, then you got sisters. You got Mary and Peach.
Yeah, now they're also in their early 30s, and they're like chalk and cheese. One loves to stay inside and it loves the good life, loves champagne and caviar. The other one is really into the outdoors and very adventurous.
All right, now when it says best friends, does that mean...
No. I don't believe we have any best friends that are those kinds of best friends.
Right,
stuff.
So then you got Oswald and Danny, and I guess the closest that they would be maybe is the two guys from New York?
No, actually, that would be Gary and Dave, the two Woodies, the guys that look sort of like a Woody Allen hybrid.
Right,
like
right.
A Woody Allen love child or something.
All right, Gary and Dave, that's the next one. They're former roommates. Then you've got, now this is one I love, they had on The Last Amazing Race as well. The mother-daughter combo.
Ah, this is a really interesting combination because you've got Hillary, who's 23, who's a nude model for her art class, so she's definitely not inhibited.
Right.
And then you've got the mother, who's a little more conservative, and I don't know about you, but anytime you throw like a mother-daughter relationship into some pressure, there's always sparks flying with that kind of relationship.
It's just inevitable because they are so close that you're going to, they're going to pull no punches. And I like that dynamic.
This worked on The Last Amazing Race. I'm glad you're bringing it back. You have another separated couple.
Yeah, now the last separated couple we had, who ended up being who ended up getting second, believe it or not, everybody wrote them off early because they were like, well, this couple, if they're separated, they're not going to be communicating. They're going to be yelling and screaming at each other.
That was the black guy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Frank and Margarita. The good news is that, it makes good TV when they yell and scream at each other.
How'd they end up? Are they still...
But they're together.
Really?
They actually went on this thing. They finished second.
Wow.
And they're back together. Now, you're going to have to wait to see about Karen and Will, because this is another very volatile relationship. It's one of those, why are you guys together kind of relationships.
All right, now here's a new twist, which I think will take the place of the gay guys. Twin brothers.
Hey, twin brothers.
Twin brothers.
Okay. Shola and Dween.
What are those names?
And they're psychology students.
Shola and Dween?
Shola and Dween. His name is actually, I believe, spelled D-O-Y-I-N, but it is pronounced Dween, D-W-E-A-N.
Dween, I wonder if he took any crap in school with a name like that.
I have a feeling that he's very particular about having his name said correctly. That's why I'm telling you. But he
Dween.
They are both, these guys are like 6'2", and obviously identical, very tight.
Are they going to be like the gay guys and wear matching outfits?
No, they're not that kind of identical twin thing. And Oswald and Danny, the two gay guys from Miami Beach, who are not lovers, but just gay, those guys are outrageous. They are just...
So Oswald and Danny, who are listed as best friends, they are gay, but they're not gay with each other.
Exactly. To my knowledge, no. Or at least they haven't said so. No, I believe that they are independently...
Then you do have the gay. Let me cross out best friends and write gays.
That's good, because that adds a nice dynamic to the show.
And best friends. And then you've got Chris and Alex, the Boston boys, who are these big bouncer guys. One of them used to play rugby. Gary and Dave, the Woody guys, who are just hysterical before they even open their mouth. And they have professed that they are enemies with each other. So this is a great combination to have a team that are actually enemies with each other.
How much have the incidents, with 9/11 and all that stuff, how has that affected your show? Has it affected it? I know when the first show aired, you'd done the taping before 9/11. Is that right?
Yeah, that was right.
So now in the climate with security and things like that, has that made it more difficult logistically for you guys to pull this show off?
Well, it's really interesting. Obviously a lot of people have been asking that question. The way that 9/11 has really affected us has just been in terms of viewers. Our show started with we had a big opening, and then obviously the country was thinking about other things. So while we got good ratings, we didn't get big ratings. We didn't get huge ratings. So that's really where it had the most effect. And then I just think the country was, concerned about other things at that time. In terms of the logistics and traveling and shooting, the only place that we really had any difficulty internationally with travel and stuff was here in the United States.
Right.
And there was the only place we got held up, because in a way, You know, the United States is playing catch up with this whole with all the security measures that are in place.
Right.
Stuff that was in place before, you know, that the first teams encountered before September 11th, that none of that has changed. And, wow. You know, since September 11th, I've personally traveled close to 100,000 miles. And having traveled to, you know, over 50 countries and working around, you know, the world doing this sort of thing, you do notice a difference, but it's most evident here in the United States.
And let me just get back to what I think is the best on this new show. You've got the Gutsy Grannies, Peggy and Claire. You've got a brother and sister, Blake and Paige.
Mm-hmm.
However, here's your real money right here. You got Russell and Cindy. They're married parents. They're pastors.
I know.
Oh, wow. Wow.
They're gonna be looking to God to take them through this.
That is, no pun intended, goddamn genius. Really?
You know, when you consider, you know, the contrast between your party boys from Miami and your pastors from Minnesota, and you put them in a race, and you put them side by side racing for this prize, ultimately they're all looking for, you know, redemption at the end with $1 million. You know, you've got an interesting mix right there.
Well, we loved. We all watched the first Amazing Race, and Rob,
what's that?
Rob Spiewak wants to know if the show is about white people.
No,
since it's called the Amazing
Race.
Amazing
Race. Put it away, Rob.
The Amazing
Rob,
Race.
Rob, that's one of our assistant producers.
Do you have like something you could hit him over the head with?
He has issues. We'll discipline him later. I promise you.
There you go. Well, listen, Phil. We'd love to get you in studio.
Where are you guys based out of?
Well, here in New York.
Oh, you are in New York.
We were supposed to have you on Friday, but you couldn't come by on time. You're going to be late, and we said, we'd rather just talk to you.
I would love to come in studio. Like I said, I do listen to you guys. I like your, you know, the candid approach that you take. So
I'm
more than happy to come in. I obviously have to wait till the end of this series, but maybe towards the end or something.
Yeah. I mean, I come in like three quarters of the way through. We won't ask you who's going to win, but we'd love to discuss.
That'd be fun. Yeah, we'll be vigilant about watching it, because it is a highly entertaining show. It really is, and I hope everybody does watch it.
Tonight at 10 o'clock on CBS, it's the premiere. Then is it going to be on the regular Wednesday night time?
Yeah, regular Wednesday at the 9 o'clock time slot. And then a new thing this season, they're actually going to put the series on UPN every Friday night as well.
Oh, great.
Very good. Good luck
with
that.
So you got no excuses now. So if you have no life and you're hanging around on a Friday night because you got dumped or you have no date,
it's a done deal.
You know you've got something to look forward to on a Friday night.
No problem.
Good luck. I hope you don't put all your eggs in that UPN basket.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hope we pick up a few reels there.
Yeah,
a few. Dozens. Thank you. Thank you for the time, Phil. Like the show.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Amazing Race.
Amazing Race 2.
Very cool show. The one I remember was when they went to, I think it was Africa, and they were bungee jumping down into this unbelievable ravine.
Right.
And then they had to get down to the bottom and still walk somewhere. I mean, they put them through a lot of
good crap. I liked the show.
I also recall when they had to go in, like, frozen water.
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing.
Right.
They had to put the people through that. And I like that they have to determine who on the team has to do each stunt. And do you remember when they were going down the river and the old guy didn't want to jump into the river? And it was really difficult for him because the rest of the guys in the tribe were actually on the raft.
That was Ned Beatty, right?
And so the guy...
That was your wrong show.
What?
So wrong show. Wrong show, wrong movie.
That's when the guy fell into the... The guy that fell into the fire was shortly thereafter.
You're wrong, Don. You watched
and
one
then they
episode.
And they ran out of rice.
You watched one episode of The Amazing Race.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You. It's a good show. Yeah.
It is a great show.
Colby on this season?
You know, there's so much of that. It's funny to to talk about these shows because they do run together. Yeah. If you get a little confused.
Hello.
But I like it when they line the Amazing Race. I like it when they line the girls up and they have to pick the date.
No. Right. Temptation Island.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello there. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
I especially
all
like
right, Don and Mike.
When they come into the courtroom and Judge Judy, you know, like, cuts them short.
What can we do for you?
My name's Gloria. I just found you guys on the radio.
Hello, Gloria.
And it's so awesome because the last time I heard you guys, it was 6 years ago. I used to live in Reston.
Where are you calling us from, Gloria?
Seattle.
Oh, KQBZ, right.
And it's just so amazing. I was so excited to find you guys. Back when I used to listen to you, I was a...
And we you.
a commuting working person, and now I'm a stay-at-home mom, and it's just so amazing to find you guys. I was so excited. I called my husband, and we're just real excited to know that we can hear you again.
Okay.
That's great.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah.
Thank you. What's your baby's name?
I have two, Matthew and Courtney.
Matthew and Courtney.
Any on the way?
No more on the way. But you know what? I never did pick up my bulbous keychain or my case of Snapple.
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's still here waiting for you.
That's which of your kids, which is the youngest, Matthew or Courtney?
Courtney.
Courtney. All right. Well, listen, being as you're such a longtime listener of the show, be listening maybe in our next segment when you're going to hear baby Courtney on the show.
Baby Courtney with a little sketch we call In Mommy's Tummy.
All right.
Or in this case, she could be out of mommy's tummy. She just simply the baby speaking. How old?
Oh, really? So the baby will be out of the womb.
How old is Courtney?
Actually, Courtney's not that much of a baby anymore. She's three.
She's three. Well, still, that will work just fine. But
baby Courtney will be dropping by.
I think we've heard a lot about you, and thank you for your time, Gloria. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thanks. You guys are great.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's fantastic. We'll be, so I guess baby Courtney will be toddling in here soon.
Very soon.
Very nice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. What's happening, guys? Down here out of Philly.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you guys killed on Friday. I just want to let you know I love your show. I was a little bit doubtful there at the beginning of the week, but Friday, man, belly laughs in the truck all day long.
Wonderful. Well,
that's what we're looking for, sir.
Belly laughs. Thank you, though. We appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, you guys rock, man.
Thank you. I believe that was a serious you rock.
Yes, yeah. It was. Very good.
Oh, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, can I ask you something about the monkey?
Hey, buddy. What is the thing you want to ask us about the monkey? It's going to be alive. It's going to be in here tomorrow in the studio.
Well, specifically for Mike, since he talked about possibly buying the monkey.
Yes, that's not just talk, sir. That's not idle chit-chat. That's an actual serious game plan, sharing a monkey with Joe Ardinger.
I was wondering, if the monkey turns out to be unruly, how do you plan on disciplining it?
Yeah, right. Come on.
Did you see it coming down the road?
I had to go all this way for a spank the monkey.
Dumbass!
F you. Let's go to George, the guy we gave the lap dance to in the hospital on Friday. George with asthma. Hi, George.
How are you? Thanks for Friday. Really appreciate it.
Hi, George. How's the asthma going?
So far, so good. I'm still in the hospital.
You're still in the hospital.
Wow. Right.
I really like to thank you guys for Friday. A lot of people heard it.
Oh, well, we were glad to be able to cheer you up. And, George, the offer stands as soon as you get out.
I plan on going through with it once I get out.
You want to be hooked up with a hot Asian chick?
And you are going to get out.
We're going to make it happen for you.
Yes. Can I get an autographed picture of you guys, or do I have to wait until you get up to New York?
No, we'll get it for you.
We'll get you a picture.
We'll get
Rob,
you a picture.
Rob, sign a picture for him, will you, please?
Please sign a picture. Get it right out, George.
Make it look like our autograph.
Salutation?
Have they given you any word on as to when you're going to get out, George?
No, I'm still waiting for the doctors to come in.
Wow.
All right.
Good luck. Yeah, well, good luck to you.
See you later, George.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. And again, thanks for Friday. Thanks for making me laugh.
You're very welcome, George. Bye-bye.
He won't be coming out.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
I'm afraid. So give him whatever he wants.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
While you can.
Should I overnight the picture?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
We're doing
I'm
fine.
A new listener out of the YSP station. Actually, I'm from South Jersey.
Right.
I've been giving you guys a try, but I haven't laughed once.
Well, that's
I'm
so disappointed.
After you change the station, what are you calling to bust my balls for?
I'm trying to give you guys a try.
Well, listen, then as far as I'm concerned, the trial period's over. Stop listening.
Okay, well, you guys suck.
Thank you, sir.
You're very ballsy, though.
There you go. Have a nice day.
Well, I wish I had your balls. I wish I had that kind of guts, that kind of intestinal fortitude.
How's your head feeling after that? After that call?
Oh wow! I'm feeling like I'm gonna take another fall now. Wow, that takes guts. Let me just say that really, that takes to call up and say I've listened for a week and I've not laughed.
Laughed once. That's very, very disappointing. To
fine.
Me. Very sad for that individual.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
This is O.J. Simpson.
Yes, hi, O.J.
I just want to say you guys have turned my life around.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Yes, I have just started listening to you 2 weeks ago at a YSP in Philly.
That's good news.
Hey, yeah, I moved to Philadelphia because I was taking a lot of heat in Los Angeles.
How's things going, Juice?
Oh, it's wonderful, man. I'm playing a lot of golf, still looking for Nicole out here.
Attaboy.
You don't have to look for Nicole. You want to find Nicole, you just got to get a shovel.
Yeah, actually, I've been hanging out a lot with Gary Condit lately.
All right, thanks.
Teach you some things, you know.
Thanks, OJ.
That's OJ Simpson calling, and he can call back. He can call back from Philadelphia. I like that. You know what I like that? Absolutely no attempt at an impression.
No.
I like that.
Hi, it's OJ Simpson.
Hi, I'm OJ Simpson.
Hanging
out with Gary.
You know, remember, he's looking for the killers, though. He's not looking for Nicole.
Right. Yeah, he's looking for the people that committed that terrible crime. Right. Buzz has always backed up OJ Simpson. He was in church that day.
Maybe that's the problem. Hello? Maybe he's looking for the wrong thing.
Donna Mike.
He has forgotten.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Okay.
Hey, where's Mike at?
I'm right over here, sir.
All right, hey, Mike, I got a little proposition for you.
What's that?
I know you're going through a little bit of troubles.
Very much. Right. Goodbye, ass.
Okay, come on.
All right.
Come on.
No,
never got on the air. Don't worry.
No, I was simply making a request.
And request?
Granted.
You got it.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oops.
Hello.
Hello.
See, the thing is, you said you wanted that deleted out, and I deleted it out, but then they deleted it out upstairs, so now all the phones are going crazy.
Well, they're a little overzealous up there.
It only takes one time.
You can handle that down here.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on, Christ, now we're missing out on some good phone calls.
What's wrong with people?
Because of our stupid-ass delay system here.
Yeah, but the other day when the guy said, what, F three times? That's when they decided to sit on their hands?
When the guy called those effing that got through.
Yeah, sure.
But you make a simple request when somebody says something, and then all of a sudden, boom, delay buttons all over America go off.
Wow.
And you see, the thing is, we have so many delays built up into the show. They trust us so much that after a while, if everyone hits the delay at once,
right,
meaning me, the people upstairs, the people in the office next door, the people at the other radio stations,
right,
it shuts off the phone system.
You know what I realized, and what the reason is for that, that not only was that a request, but that was also probably procedure. That was a double whammy because of that.
Oh, yeah, right.
They wouldn't let that on anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, the phones are back. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hi. We're doing great, thank you.
I'm calling from Vancouver, Canada.
How can that be?
How can that be? Well, it's long distance, unfortunately, but hey.
No. I understand. Listen, hold on. I understand how the phone call could be made, but as far as I know, we're not.
Seattle, maybe getting us from Seattle?
Yeah, I can only get it from the car when I'm driving around. Yeah. Unless I can't get it at all.
All right, there's that American University education paying off.
Just call me Johnny Geography.
There you go.
Yeah. Very good.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Thanks for the call.
You guys are great.
Thank you. Keep it dry.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Motivation to be on in Canada after that call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Hey, okay. All right, thanks.
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
I want to just say something. You know, if we take a call from Philly, our newest market, and you guys think you're fooling us, by saying you're going to say to the screener, hey, I love the show. I really want to say welcome to Philadelphia.
Right.
And you want to really get on and say something like, you know, you suck. I've listened and you suck. Why don't you just be honest? Shane?
Howdy.
Shane? Shane?
Hello? This is Rick from Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh. All right, so you're from Wisconsin.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir. And this is a legitimate support call.
Well, I
just started listening to you guys again this summer after 5 years of being away from the D.C. area. And let me tell you, once again, it took about 2 weeks to get the hang of the show. You lose the lingo, you kind of miss out on some of the inside jokes. But after 2 weeks, once again, you guys, you're like the Renee Zellweger to my Tom Cruise.
All right, well, thank you. So, I guess we complete you. Thank you.
And that's a nice little Jerry Maguire reference there. We appreciate that.
Thank you. You see on the screen it says line number 5, Steve from Jersey,
right.
Welcome to Philly.
Yes.
Then question mark afterward.
Right, right. So you got to be on your toes.
Yeah, listen, we'll fight the fight.
Sure.
Don't be pussies, though. I mean, we take tons of unscreen calls. I'll take an unscreen call right now. Watch. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, we've got a Sacramento wish for Rob from East Coast Bob here. Rob?
Yeah.
Hey, all of Sacramento and the surrounding areas would like to wish you and your wife a mulatto baby.
Really?
You hurt him deeply, sir.
Touche.
Oh, my God. Rob was actually speechless for a second there. He still is speechless.
That would truly surprise me.
Oh,
that is a good call.
So anyway, my point is we take screen calls, we take unscreen calls.
Right.
Just be straight up with our screeners if you happen to get through to a screener.
Like a good sentiment like that last caller.
Right.
That would be something.
From Sacramento, we wish you a mulatto, baby.
Oh, wow.
At least someone's getting laid.
You know what? We could actually even... I'm thinking rather than even do something with baby Molly or with baby Courtney.
Yes.
We could actually speak to Rob's unborn child.
Rob's unborn child. Rob, have you done any name research yet? Whether it's a boy, it's going to be Robert. You know, it's going to be Robert the Third.
It's a boy. It's going to be Robert.
Don, I think it's no need to have another Robbie the Third.
Robbie the Third.
Robbie the Third. That's your name.
When we come back,
Robbie the Third.
When we come back.
Wow.
Robbie the Third. Okay. That's
I wonder if Robbie the Third overhears his father inside his mother.
Oh, he does.
But he does.
That's
fascinating.
He does.
Wow.
Here you go. Here's Dave from Philly. I'll tell you what it says on the screen. No ass. Loves the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Dave.
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
Hey.
Dude, I really do love your show. I just listen to you guys. I caught you back in, unfortunately, I did some time in hell in Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And I listened to you guys from the station back there, so I followed you down to even further. In the pits of hell down in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, man.
Pits of hell.
So I've been rewarded to come up now in Philly, and I love it, man. You guys are great. And you don't need me for the show. This is just in. But is there any way you guys would repeat for some of the people out there? I always hear you say, my friend, and I never laughed my ass off so hard as when y'all did that whole bit on the Jerry show, the Labor Day weekend show.
Oh, we do that every year. Yeah. Every year we review the Larry, Jerry show.
You know, everybody out there, listen to the show for 4 weeks. If you don't like it, then listen for another 4 weeks. Yeah. And if you don't like it, then the hell with you.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks.
Bob Abouli and whoever touches on in the app, whatever.
Okay. Well, thank you for your support. We appreciate it.
See you later.
You kick ass, man. Later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well,
we always kind of wait with cat-like reflexes.
There was a guy who said he likes the show, and, well, he actually liked the show.
He did, right.
Okay, Robbie the Third coming up.
Well, that's good news.
Robbie the Third coming up on the show today.
Robbie the Third from the tummy.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. There are two new films hitting theaters this weekend, The Time Machine and All About the Benjamins. Let me save you the trouble. No nudity. Not even a celebrity nip slip. Now, for some good female nudity in theaters, check out Kate Winslet's new movie, Iris. It's a total chick flick, but guys, it's a must-see. Kate goes skinny dipping at least 6 or 7 times. Unbelievable breast shots and some nice looks at Kate's untrimmed English muffin. My new release DVD, Pick the Click, this week is the movie Bully. It's based on a true story about some white trash kids in South Florida who kill one of their friends that was whatever. Two of Hollywood's hottest young babes, Bijou Phillips and Rachel Miner, who you may know better as the former Mrs. Macaulay Culkin, are pretty much naked throughout the whole film. I repeat, naked throughout the whole film, including some nice fur burgers. Now that's my kind of movie. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good parts.
With a zero-tolerance policy for everything, the Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow, we firmed it up right at the beginning of the show. First break. Spider Monkeys.
Yay.
Picking the NCAA tournament.
Wow.
64 teams get in. Actually, by the time we go on the air tomorrow, it'll be 65 because they got to play the one game tomorrow night.
Very cool.
65 teams get in. We're having monkeys come in and pick the games to fill out our brackets tomorrow.
Picture the monkeys like flying all over this studio. I'm very excited about
them. And I've been informed that the monkeys react to animated reaction, meaning the more
you go, whoa!
The more animated we are, the more animated the monkeys will be.
Do they bite?
That I don't know.
Because I've heard that monkeys bite.
I bet they do.
That I don't know. Also, tomorrow morning, What My Daddy Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him, we'll play that. And TV star Leah Remini on the show tomorrow. Now, we purposely today have avoided something. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to mention that today is an anniversary of something awful that happened.
Yeah.
And we never want it to happen again.
today. March 11th. It's the birthday of Bobby McFerrin.
Anybody in the radio business that played music back when this song was popular.
Oh, hell, any listener that listened to radio back when the song was out,
they were there. Rue the day when this man was born.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Be happy.
I guess he never had a real follow-up hit.
Every life we have some trouble.
Your mom takes it up the bung.
Make it double, don't worry.
Go, Bob, on my knob. Yes, munch.
Be happy.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Be happy now.
Your mom takes it up the bung.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Your pussy smells like garbage.
If Bobby McFerrin is allowed to have another hit record, the terrorists win.
That's right. I agree with that.
You're going to hear a lot of people talking about why today's a special day. That's why today's a special day. Bobby McFerrin's birthday. Let's never let that happen.
And I know you mentioned the listeners that had to listen to that, but at least they could duck into a store once in a while, you know? We had to, I don't know how many times we played that.
Endlessly.
Jesus.
Endlessly.
It was just like, you know, you'd hear it start and you'd get this same feeling yes. every time.
Also, I want you to be aware of something. I know that they're a client of ours and one of our better clients, and I don't want to trash them, but I do want to mention that this weekend when I was flipping around the satellite, I saw the ads for, I think it was Starz, free preview.
Mm-hmm.
Please, if you are a subscriber to cable TV or satellite TV, buy the channels you want. Buy HBO, uh-huh. buy Cinemax, buy Starz, buy Encore, buy the movie channel. Get the ones you want. But for God's sakes, don't do it based on what you're going to see on the free preview weekend.
No. Right.
Because
yeah,
the movies you see on the free preview weekend
are the best ones they have, and then they're never going to show them again.
That's right. And the problem is that, you know, you might get lulled into a false sense of security.
Right.
When you turn it on Saturday and there's a great movie like 13 Days, the movie with Kevin Costner where he does the bad Boston impression.
Recently run movie. Very, very good film.
Or you'll get, the Robert De Niro movie, the score, mm-hmm. and you're thinking, God damn, this is a great movie channel.
I feel like I'm in a theater.
And then then Monday when the free offer is off, uh-huh. it's like George of the Jungle with Brendan Fraser.
Right.
You know, or Short Circuit.
Short Circuit 2.
Short Circuit 2, which is on constantly. And it's not just Starz that's guilty of this.
No.
It's all of your cable channels.
And let's not forget the movies where you look on the guide and you see the movie and you say to yourself, what?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot
of really movies that are completely unrecognizable. Right. No one's ever heard of them.
There's a lot of direct to Graceland.
Right.
I mean, or direct to video, rather.
Good example.
Tonight on HBO, for instance, you have 3,000 Miles to Graceland. Uh-huh. This is a movie that they got about 2 weeks ago, and they're going to run the crap out of it for about 3 weeks, and then they'll never run it again.
Right.
They'll never run it again. A great movie that is overplayed by all of the pay channels is Meet the Parents.
Yeah. Meet the Parents is a movie I love, and you know what? I don't mind that. If it's a great movie,
right.
a good comedy, I don't care if they run into the ground. It's the weekend fare, Don, that I have a lot of trouble with on the cable.
Now, I'm going to go through and show you what's on tonight. For instance, you're going to get this a lot on all of them. Superstar. The one with Molly Shannon, where she plays a girl who puts her fingers under her armpits.
I mean, just a piece of garbage.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one you're going to get an awful lot. Hold on. Where is it? Oh, right here. Sleepy Hollow. Now, this is a movie that was...
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it was a moderate hit at the box office.
Right.
But really, it's on all the freaking time.
And it ain't that good.
Right. And then you get movies like... Here's a perfect one you're talking about, Mike. It Runs in the Family.
Now, do they have an explanation?
No.
Or any of the stars.
Of course not. And a lot of times you'll turn it on and you know what it is? It is a bad TV movie.
Mm-hmm. Where they, you know, when it fades to black, like where they'd have a TV commercial.
Where they put the commercials in.
Comes right back up again.
You know what they do?
Two workhorses right now, Anywhere But Here with Natalie Portman and The Mexican.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of movies that just, some star power,
Right.
No substance
not
whatsoever.
That good.
But then on the other hand...
Where the Heart Is with Natalie Portman is another one, even though I like that movie.
They run
the crap out of it.
The dumb one with Keanu Reeves and Charlize Theron, where they're in love, that's on constantly. Autumn in New York is on constantly. The ones that I love, a movie that I could watch over and over again, for instance, Casino.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That movie's on tonight, but you know what channel it's on? USA.
Oh. So it'll be edited.
You know what that means? Right.
It's garbage.
All the good stuff's out.
I mean, you put a movie like that on USA Network anywhere where it's going to be edited, and you've destroyed the movie.
You know, another one that I've grown sick of because HBO plays it so much, which is actually a pretty good movie,
what?
Is Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, and Galaxy Quest, I mean, the first time I saw it was on cable, and I loved it. You had mentioned that you enjoyed it when it was in the theater, and I thought it was hysterical. They run it all the time now.
So just listen, don't be fooled by this.
No.
Don't be fooled by this, because what you're going to get with all of these cable channels is you get it for free, and for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you go, God damn, this is what, when cable TV was introduced,
right?
This is what I thought it was.
Exactly.
Was top flight, great movies.
That they would take hit movies and put them on their network.
All the time.
Now, the one thing about HBO that I do like, this is where they do, and this isn't just because we had breakfast with these people, but they distinguish themselves because of the original programming.
Yeah, that's right.
And I wish more of the cable networks, with their lack of restrictions, would generate more programming.
Queer as Folk.
Queer as Folk on Showtime.
Right.
Yeah.
Showtime's got their share of original programming that sucks ass.
Not the Chris Isaac show. I hate Chris Isaac. Yeah.
Why does Chris Isaac have a
Why
show?
Why the hell does he have a show? Do you like his show?
Showtime. No, not particularly.
You like him, though, don't you?
No, he's not particularly. Kind of,
yeah, just a little bit.
Well, I like the music video. You know, remember that?
You know another one you're going to get a lot is... it stars Howie Long, who's a friend of the show. What's the one where he was the forest fire?
Or where he's the jumper, the smoke jumper?
What's Firestorm?
Firestorm.
Firestorm?
Yeah.
You're going to get, if you like Howie Long, you're going to get that one a lot. Also, you're going to get a lot, the movie with Brian Bosworth. I'm not sure of the name of it.
God, it's an old movie where he's like on a motorcycle.
All the time.
The thing about it, the way I guess it works, is when you get a movie that was not very successful at the box office, that is the rights to that film will cost you a lot less to run and run and run. In fact, they'll practically give some of these movies away as opposed to a big box office smash a la a Castaway where it costs a lot more money.
And these movies you've never heard of before a lot of times are made for theatrical release, and then the movie company realizes it's so bad they don't dare release it to a theater.
So they just sell it to cable.
Yeah, or direct to video, both.
I got a little instant feedback. Stone Cold is the name of the Brian Bosworth movie.
Stone Cold.
It's on constantly, so please just heed my advice and don't be fooled.
Right.
I mean, buy the channels. If you're like me, I buy all the movie channels because I figure out of all of them, one of them is going to be running something that's decent.
And that's not by any chance a sure thing.
That's not 100% guaranteed.
No. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times where I go to channel 501 on my DirecTV, go down the whole list and go, Jesus Christ.
Where are they?
Nothing.
And I even go as far as the Independent Film Channel and the Sundance Film Channel.
I get down to Sundance, and then, of course, you just you know, as soon as you pop by old Sundance and the... You know,
then you get to the good ones.
You get to the good
ones. That's channel. When you get to old reliable 596. The old pre program favorite number two on my remote control,
which I really think is fueling the entire industry. I think that's just pouring the money into all the cable channels and DirecTV and everything else.
It is.
You know, only $10.99. Jesus, give me a break! Greatest ripoff in the world.
You know, I
it really is. It's not a value at all. And I am for somebody who doesn't mind those channels. It is really the worst value in the world.
I bought one yesterday, and I'll tell you why I bought one. Because I had relations with my wife, and we were done having our love, and she got up like I had just infected her with chlamydia. I mean, she got up, and she got out of the bed, and she put her clothes on, and I was ready for round two.
Right.
I was not done. Mm-hmm. Now... albeit, you know, we had been out of town for a week, and my kid had been in a car wreck the weekend before, so there'd been some time in between our love sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I was quick. But I said to her, as I lay there now, we got done, and of course, as always, the first thing I say when we make love is, I'm sorry.
No. You apologize.
As soon as we get done, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry for the quality. I am sorry for the quantity, that it was so quick. And she says, no, I understand. You know, you've been out of town, and we've been very busy. That was, right. She says, that was nice. And she leaves the room. She gathers up her clothes and leaves the room.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, now I'm laying there. Here's a wonderful picture. Naked on the bed.
Nice.
Still, you know, ready.
Socks on.
Ready for more. Yeah, with just my socks on.
Socks on.
Just my socks on. And I scream out. I go, hey, baby. Hey, baby. I get nothing from her. Like, so it's like she's not hearing me. I walk into the bedroom. She's coming out of the closet. She got her clothes on. Now I'm standing there.
You ready for round two?
Yeah. The man is ready, okay?
With your socks on.
I'm naked, except my socks are on.
Yeah.
And my man is there. And I go, hey.
You said that once before, yeah. You well, said, your man is ready. I didn't see the real need for another description of that.
I said, I'm ready for round two.
I assume when he says, Buzz, that the man is ready, he's referring to the state of the man.
I look like a towel rack, okay?
Very good.
So I'm saying,
I understand.
And I say, I'm ready for round two. And she goes, I'm going to pay bills. And I said,
pay this bill.
I said, well, I'm you know, thinking about you, that you know, I was real fast, and, you know, we could spend some more. I'm ready to go again.
That's nice.
And she said, no, that's fine.
It's all right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, that's a real confidence builder when your wife says that. She goes, no, that's okay. And she turned around, and she put on her Time Life operator headset, and she started talking on the telephone. So I thought, well, you know, God damn it. I went downstairs. Now, keeping in mind that my son was out of the house, and I knew that he was with a school group, so there's not a chance he's coming in and walking in on me.
Right.
While my wife was upstairs on the computer talking on the telephone.
This is after you'd had relations. You were so wound up you needed another vent?
A second time.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was I went to channel.
You must be all full of, like, vitamin E.
I go downstairs.
Maybe that's why you passed out.
And very, very boldly, for me at least, because normally when I do this, I hide.
Right.
Because I don't want to get caught. I was almost hoping that she'd come down and go, what are you doing?
So sexed up.
So that I could say, well, you know, I was ready to go a second time.
Make a point. You don't need that movie. That's what your fantasy was, right?
But it didn't happen.
No.
It didn't happen.
Really does.
And, boy, the movie, let me just, you want to talk about really a waste of money? It's like $10.99 for 30 seconds.
Yeah. Wow.
That, you know, I'm so ready. I turned the movie on. It started and it was like, right at the good part, right at the real good part,
right. Gotcha.
And it was enough.
That's all it took.
Yeah. And it was bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just.
Which was better, the first one or the second one? A very important question.
The first one was better because it was with a real person.
There you go. Right.
The second one was good because it was kind of spiteful.
But you were faster the first time.
I was about
with your wife. You were faster.
I was about the same for both.
Just quick.
About this, just very quick. And
yeah, so was I.
What, with my wife?
No, with my wife. Separations don't always have to be that bad. We actually had a moment.
Oh well.
Yeah, so it was actually, you know, it was a pleasant moment. It was a very pleasant. I like it when the room stops. I like it when there's total separation. Everybody's eyes just kind of went. Like that. Mm-hmm. It's a separation. It's not, not all out War of the Roses.
Right.
It has its moments. But, it was, you know, occasionally I think you just have to say, you know, things were good in that department. So
everyone has needs.
It was fine.
Everyone has needs, Mike.
Everyone has needs. It was a moment of passion. What can I say? Like when she was getting ready, I think she was packing up boxes or something like that.
God.
It was very, very interesting. You know, I can't write a script for this type of thing. But
no, you can't.
But needless to say, it was certainly appreciated.
Yeah.
She's a very beautiful woman.
You know what? You went. I thought my moment was awkward that I walk in and I say, I'm ready, and I go down and I get my jerk on a second time. No. Mm-hmm. Your wife is packing boxes because you're separating, and you take that moment.
Yeah, it was great.
You're the winner.
It's fantastic.
Please, please stop your calling. We
absolutely.
Have a winner.
Yeah, Rob said we have to break. Rob's stunned. Yeah. Rob's sitting there in shocked silence over there. As I said, this is separation, not warfare.
Right. That's right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don, you're talking about getting an animal to make the picks for you, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you get your wife to do it? She sounds like a real pig.
There we go.
You know what I'd like to say again? Here's another very brave caller. Marcus, you're very brave.
Hey, does she do anal?
Marcus, why?
Huh? She go for anal?
Why do you feel the need?
She's nuts when you're doing it from behind.
Why do you feel the need to lie? You could have said to the person on the telephone,
"Nuts, boy."
You wanted to bust my balls.
I'm busting your balls.
No, but Marcus, what you doing?
The issue we're taking up with you is that you are guy.
You know what? Yeah, he is called. He is called.
I bet it is.
That is
his fourth time calling. I think it is.
Is that the same guy?
That is definitely the same guy. Because he always goes right into it. He calls every day. He loves the show.
The number of your last incoming call was 6103286 4.
Effing faggot. That's the last thing the guy said.
Yeah, he's done that before now. Yeah. I think that's his fourth call.
He's so good at it.
He's been calling ever since we signed on in Philadelphia.
Now, or hang up.
Waiting to get it.
Okay, need it one more time?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's definitely, because he always has that modus operandi. Mm-hmm. As soon as we call him on something, he goes right into the effing part. He's very, very uptight.
Yeah, he's got a problem.
I might not. Just put it on hold.
Oh, put it on hold. All right, I got you.
There we go.
Okay.
I'll get it in a second.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
You know, if you want to fight, we'll fight.
Yeah, you know, you guys are calling him muddy up my happy little story.
Yeah.
Hump. First class hump.
Hi, Hump.
Hey, Hump.
Well, if he was to ever call back, I'd give him $95.
There we go, the game. Let the games begin, ladies and gentlemen. You give him $95? Why would that be, Don?
I don't know. Yeah. Or maybe he could drive up Route 95.
Sure.
And I could meet him somewhere.
Interesting.
I could meet him at exit 95.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that the other part of the stuff got through. Pre-delay, you know.
Right.
I tell you, I took a fall today. God damn, I hope I make it till I'm 95. Niner Fiver.
Right.
Niner Fiver. Or if you don't like the show, maybe if you're calling from Philly, you could turn on, there's a mix station at 95 FM.
Very good. Anybody really paying attention, I think they get it.
You think they got it?
I think so.
All right, we got a break. okay, well, when we get back... Oh, I forgot about Baby Rob.
Baby Rob, Robbie the Third.
Robbie the Third, plus G. Gordon Liddy is being sued again.
Oh, no.
That's always great news.
Really, again?
The same one again. Remember the one...
John Dean?
No. The broad?
Oh, the lady that was involved in the whole big... The Watergate scandal.
Yeah. The woman who, remember, when Liddy took like a month off his show when he worked here?
Right.
To go defend himself, and he called in every day.
He won. Didn't he win that?
He called in with updates.
Yeah, it was thrown out at the time.
What, Joe? What's that?
Well, what, Joe?
What is that, Joe?
Go to line 5.
Go to line 5?
I had to come in.
Okay. Hello, Ray.
Hey, this is Ray again. Remember I called a few minutes ago?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why we tell the screeners that we love the show and all this other crap is because we know that they won't let us through. Now, this is a very unique experience right now because I just challenged the guy to put me through. I dared him.
Hey, listen, douchebag, I don't know what type of show you've called before, but generally if you call our show and you tell the screener you don't like us, the screener will put you through. And we take a large number of unscreened calls as well.
Mm-hmm. So what point are you making? The guy on the phone, what is your point?
Your screeners, what I'm saying is...
What? Make the point. He's saying, I'm afraid to put him through or else you guys will yell at me.
He says that's why they lie.
Oh, yes, that's right. We're pissed at Joe that he put you through. Wow.
Joe, and the great communicator on the phone is so incapable of making his point that I didn't understand what he was saying.
So so what you're saying is the reason that you guys... lie like the pussies you are is that the screeners won't put you through?
Right.
Well, here you are on the air.
Yes, that's because I challenged the guy. I dare.
It's about your manhood, I guess.
No,
you're
it's
such
not
a man.
About manhood, you dick.
You're the dick.
You're the douchebag.
And we're not lying about it.
You're the asswipe, sir.
So what you're doing is you're basically
you get warts on your clock.
Ray.
Hole.
Ray. This is Joe.
Don and Mike.
And he hung up,
Joe.
There he goes. Well, hold on.
Oh, there you go, guys.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Joe.
God.
Unbelievable.
The number of your last incoming call was 85.
Pick it up and we'll call him back.
Where's that? What line is that? Five?
Line five. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to give his number out on there. We'll just call him back.
All these bitter young men. Where do they come from?
Hey, he didn't sound that young, Buzz.
What's their deal?
That last guy did not sound... The first guy, with the profanity bothers you, that guy sounded very young.
Which guy? The effing faggot guy?
Yeah, that's right, a young guy. Right. This last guy is a little
not
more...
Not so much.
Probably a little longer in the tooth and a little more disturbed.
Oh, that looks like a business number to me.
Yeah.
You're probably going to... Here's what I'll do. I'll dial it up, and you ask for a guy who might be a radiophile.
Okay.
Yeah, you continue. You want to come in and really play. We'll really play with you.
That's right.
Oh, it's busy.
We'll have to keep trying it. Perhaps it was nervously taken off the hook.
Oh, no.
Come on, I'm not giving your number out on the air or anything.
Just say you want to speak to the guy that wished us genital warts.
Guy had such big balls.
I guess he's feeling a little nervous right now because you know his radio is cranked up.
Hey, you know what? I bet you don't have the balls to pick up the telephone.
There you go. You're too much of a pussy to pick up your own telephone. That'll get him to hang up. Unless he's a pussy. Wouldn't even stay on the line. Because he was feared. He's afeard.
But he can't keep the phone forever.
That's right. He cannot keep off that phone forever, Rob. He'll know and he'll learn.
That's right.
You can run.
We'll have our revenge.
Yeah, I'm calling to make a point.
Yeah.
Your screeners, man, they won't... Here's why we lie. They won't put us through. And then all he can say is, you dick.
And he didn't understand the total contradiction.
Right.
The judge just let him through.
Right.
It's because I challenged him.
Right.
Well, I challenge you to pick up your telephone. Let's continue this dialogue without you hanging up. Mew, mew.
There we go.
Listen, we are nothing if we're not petty.
We are very, very petty. And right now in some office building, there's a phone off the hook and a man in a puddle of his own issue. Quaking at the thought. We're going to keep trying, though, because the only way it's really fun is if he picks up the phone. The phone, the receiver, covered with just a thin film of sweat.
He was a big man, big radiophile.
As soon as it, you know, it's funny, those guys, as soon as the heat gets turned up on them, as soon as it gets turned around, they either bail out with the profanity or they bail out like this guy and now the phone off the hook.
But of course, as always, it goes without saying, thank you for listening, douche bag,
toodaloo,
ass.
Yeah, that's right. See, then we talk a little bit, thinking maybe he'll put the phone back. In the cradle.
No.
He's yellow.
No, he's super glued that phone off the hook today.
Just let me try one more time. And I purposely am not leaving out all of the beep, beep, beeps.
Right.
Because we know that people tape the beep, beep, beeps from the telephone and they'll figure out what the guy's number is. And that is not my intention in this case.
Not at all. That is not what you're intending to do.
I simply want him to come and answer our questions. You dumb pussy! How dare you? You call up, yeah, man, here's the deal where your screeners won't let anybody through. I have to challenge his manhood. And then all you can do when you're on the air is call us dicks and douchebags and hang up on us.
Then run away.
And run away.
And I don't think the bosses would like him doing that.
No, I
don't think this is a place of business.
That's right.
Probably not real thrilled that the guy on company time is doing this.
There you go. John.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I think y'all for fags, man. You know, y'all picking on a guy, man. Joe do be doing it. He hang up on people, man.
Well, listen, Joe talks to more idiots in a given day than the White House secretary does.
Well, he deal with you two idiots all day long, and your wife is a monkey.
Now, what is your deal? You obviously have an agenda. Why the anger, sir?
Because his wife a monkey. The guy was telling the truth.
Because my wife a monkey, you telling the truth.
And your son a baby chimpanzee.
Mm-hmm. But you listen enough to know that.
That's right. I listen every day. Right?
Well, you're supporting the show, so you love to hate us.
Two peanut M's.
Dumbass.
Again, you can't say MF-er on the radio.
How dumb are you?
Dumb enough.
No, really, man. I mean, I don't mind having you on the air, but when you say that, we gotta bleep it out.
Yeah, how dumb are you? Can't even keep your wife.
No, you're just a dumbass.
when she was peeing in the bed or something, she got rid of you.
See, I mean, you're not, you, why don't you have a little accountability?
Oh, man, who your baby daddy? Who your baby daddy?
Wouldn't you like to know who your father is?
You know something, man? You never know. You know, the one similarity between, and now the nervous laughter, no accountability, even from your own little mistake.
I tell you, I come down to your level. I tell you something, man. I bust
what
your ass.
What you mean on 95?
I bust your crack ass. I bust your ass.
You mean me on 95? Whoop your crack ass.
I'll meet you on 95. And you bring your monkey wife and your chimp child.
Died in that car wreck. Mike, too, you probably getting a divorce because you was playing with your daughter.
Hey, you couldn't handle Don stuff, had to bail out to me.
Your wife probably divorced you because you was playing with your daughter.
Sounded like you couldn't handle that.
Hey, dog, you couldn't handle it with me? What? And you think that I didn't hear what you say when you say that you wish my kid was killed in a car accident?
I would like to meet both of you punks.
I'd like to meet you punk.
I would like to meet you. You're from D.C., right?
Slap you with two chickens.
Come on now, where are you from?
Are you from D.C.?
Yeah, I'm from D.C.
Where would you like to meet in D.C.?
Where do you want to meet me, on Main Street? Wherever you want to meet.
Right here. How about at 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia?
Come on over.
What time, fat boy?
How about?
Right now.
Right now.
No, I can't come on. You're on the radio.
Oh, you're a pussy. No, convenient. You're a pussy.
How about? I can have Fairfax police.
You're a pussy.
How about 3 o'clock?
Whatever, man.
Not whatever.
We're telling you where. We were telling you where. Why are you ignoring it?
Bring your whole crew. Where do you want me? Take me off the air. We can
hold on. Sure.
Easily done.
Hey, bro, you're off.
Love here today, man.
Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. Meet us in the lobby of the radio station. Just me and Mike today at 3 o'clock. You got an hour and a half to get your black ass down here. In the lobby. In the lobby with the witnesses, right. In the lobby with the witnesses so they could see us beat you. So I can press charges? No, you'd be the one pressing charges. Somewhere private. How about down in the parking lot? How about down at McDonald's? 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Well, you're doing your show with a black eye right now, my friend. I am an effing cracker.
There we go.
Yeah. So
that's the way that.
So listen, when's it going to be? I'm going to put you back on the air now. Tell me where's this big showdown going to be? At my building? At 3 o'clock today? Great. Hold on. I'll put you back on the air.
Very good. Glad we could establish that.
All right. Well, he's going to meet us up here in our building at 3 o'clock.
All right.
O'clock.
Good. So we're set today.
Good. Sure you come too, little fat buddy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Roscoe Pico train.
And incidentally, might this be the same guy who thought he had the hotline a couple months ago?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so.
No, a little hesitation.
But if you get my number out, I'm gonna really smack you in your
Hey, don't.
Now again, we go with the language.
The swearing.
Now listen,
if you get my number out, I will smack all.
Be careful what you ask for. Keep asking for it. I think we might just do it.
Whatever, man.
No, not whatever. We've got a time and a place. We'll see you.
Yeah, all right, cracker.
All right. Hey, I'm just keeping it real in the field.
And there's love here.
That's all I'm doing.
Love, exciting and new.
I'm just keeping it real.
All right. Ah, yes, there's plenty of love to go
around. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Now, what happened to this guy?
I think due to the...
Oh, right. All of the F-bombs that had been dropped.
The F-bombs, unfortunately, will shut down the phone system.
Okay.
Well, now everybody knows that.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day. The Don and Mike Show.
I said good day. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I am?
Yeah.
Is this Mike O'Mara?
This is Mike O'Mara, yes, and Don Geronimo. Hello.
Well, hi, Don. But I called to talk to Mike, and I'm sure glad I got through today, because if this afternoon goes bad, I don't know when your jaw will be on, whatever you call it, when you get it wired shut.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I heard that whole conversation with the guy that you guys are going to meet at 3 o'clock.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Well, I'm just hoping it goes well for you.
Why me?
Because I knew you in high school.
You did?
I did.
Really? What's your name?
My name used to be Karen Peterson.
Did Mike get anything off you?
I remember the name Karen Peterson.
He didn't, but the last time I saw him was at a Christmas party at my house in Georgetown. About, oh my God, 20 years ago, I think.
Oh my God.
Karen,
oh
how...
Oh my God!
Karen, I must confess, I do remember your name from high school. What I don't remember is the Christmas party.
Oh, that's okay. You were there with your first wife, I guess.
Really? And what was the occasion?
It was a Christmas party.
And I got like a legitimate invite, or did I come with somebody else?
You got a legitimate invite. It was just you and your wife.
Oh, now I remember that. Now I remember that. All right. Yes, I think I do. But I remember your name a lot better than the party.
That's okay, because I'm not sure it was much of a party.
No, Rob, she wasn't the disfigured woman.
Okay.
No, she wasn't. Rob was giving me a mean little note.
Is this Karen?
This is Karen.
Mike, is this Clubfoot Karen?
Wrong one.
Karen, so good to hear from you again.
Yes. My husband really enjoys the story about when we went skinny dipping.
This is true. It's been so long.
Oh, this is Smelly Harry Karen.
No, this is Karen the Mole.
But you know what, Mike? I told Martha Wilcox about your show, and she listened the day that you were doing the nose-picking thing. And I have to tell you, she was a little upset.
Mike's got his hands up in the air like he doesn't know what's going on.
I'm trying hard. I swear to God, sweetie, I am trying hard here.
You're on medication. I'm old. I'm on medication. It's the Glastonbury thing.
What was your maiden name?
My name was Karen Peterson.
Peterson.
I sat next to Brad Peters for my entire life.
All right, no, I mean, Brad Peters is like one of my best friends from high school.
You remember her? Crater face Karen?
No. Karen Peterson.
Pizza face.
How many years ago did you have this party? That's what I'm curious about.
Oh, God, Mike. I think it was the Christmas of 1980. Five, maybe? All right.
That's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's very long ago. You know, I'm sorry that I'm, like, not dialing in the memories really rapidly,
Do you want me to leave her on hold so you can exchange numbers?
No, she's married, so there I have no
interest. No, just so you can be friends.
Hey, Mike, I got to tell you something, though. I always thought that I was very prudish and square and stuff.
Yes.
I was listening the day that you had the bunny on. The Playboy Bunny?
The Playboy Bunny.
She took this quiz before. Hey,
Karen, are you going to say one thing that I remember? honest to God. I mean, this is like, you're taxing my memory, so I'm feeling like I have Alzheimer's talking to you.
This is the girl with egg salad in her braces, right?
She's the one that had the retainer.
It's called CRS.
Delightful.
Honey, you can't say the S word on the radio.
Even my friends.
Can't say the S word?
No, you just said CRS means can't remember S word, but you can't say the S word.
I'm sorry. I never remember
going to your house. I hate to do that, but I don't remember going to your house.
Mike, don't you remember Canel? Karen, the...
Hey, Mike,
I know the name. I remember Karen's name. I just don't remember the party.
Canel.
You probably remember my brother a whole lot better than me. Skip Peterson.
I don't know. Isn't he a comedian?
Skip Peterson.
Well, yes. He thought so.
Skip Peterson.
Mike, listen.
Karen, so good to hear from you. It's been too long.
Yes, I understand. I'm going to send you a yearbook.
Please do. We'll chat in another 10 years.
Well, Maine loves you.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
I get everybody I know in Maine to listen to you.
Thank you very much, Karen. Bye-bye.
You're most welcome. You're my favorite.
It's been a pleasure.
Bye, Mike.
Thank you so much.
Just a guess. Did she scare you more than the fight guy?
You know what? Yeah, but let me tell you why. Really, I know the name. I swear to God, and Don will tell you this, if somebody calls that I know, I will say immediately, and it's just, that is a little dicey when I'm trying to, like, retrieve. What did he write?
In the yearbook, she was the president of the BJ Club.
No. If I remember her correctly, very straight-laced, bordering on prudish, but, you know, she knows Brad Peters, who was one of my best friends, who I used to hang out with all the time, but it's just really weird when she said, hey, remember when you and your first wife came to the party. And I, you know, I'm like, absolutely, I don't think I was there. Maybe it was somebody who said they were me.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh.
Hi.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike, hi.
Hey, how you all doing?
Fine.
This is Rob. Rob just pointed to himself. Rob went to the
party. I wanted to offer a service if y'all want me to come down there around 3 o'clock.
No need. Thank you for the help. We don't need backup.
Okay, well, I just wanted to see if I can't maybe help you have a bigger monkey pick out the names that I have for you.
Oh, now, come on. That's not even funny. Hello,
yeah,
dude.
Hey, come on.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
What's up, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just said dude myself.
From South Jersey.
Hi there.
What's up, man? I've been messing with you guys for, like, the past 2 weeks. I love your show.
Thank you very much.
I hated you guys the first couple days, but you've really grown on me.
Where are you from?
South Jersey. I'm actually the one that's coming in when you come to Philly and doing that crazy stunt with you guys.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, man.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a caller from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yes.
Want to let you know that you have a cable feed, FM feed, at 104.9 in Vancouver that I'll listen to you guys on.
Ah.
So you are available in Canada.
Okay. You know, every day we learn more and more about...
Is there something going on today? I feel like somebody else is sitting in this chair.
We learn more and more about this show and the soft underbelly of this show every day.
A cable feed.
Who knows? You know what? It might be...
Tell that, man.
I know on cable TV, can't you sometimes get, like, the audio...
It's a cable, like, FM signal.
Don't you remember? Karen Peterson set it up. At the party.
At her party.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Fine.
Quick question for you, Don. Are you going to be able to knock the monkey crap out of this dude today at 3 with your condition?
Hey, geez.
What do you mean? Oh, with my fainting?
I'll
be fine, sir. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. Hey, Mike, are you there?
What?
Mike.
Yeah, hi. Are you another friend from high school?
Yeah.
I don't think I can very handle good another one of those today.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to know, we were so interested in how the people from the Amazing Race reacted to the 9/11 call. I was wondering if the Verizon people were that interested as well.
Do you understand what he's talking about?
Again, that was one of your people.
It was directed at me, and once again, I feel like somebody else is sitting in this chair.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know, no better thing than to cap off a call from somebody that I went to high school with that I didn't hang out with than by getting a call from, a guy that says something about Verizon that I don't understand.
Hey, Mike.
Nonsense. Remember that thing? 9-1, dumb ass.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, you see this new show that Fox is promoting with celebrity boxers Danny Bonaducci and Greg Brady?
Wednesday night. Yeah, we're going to have Barry Williams on the show.
I mean, what's his, what exactly is it in for Greg Brady? I mean,
money.
Really? Just they're paying them a lot of money?
I think each of them is making, I think, somebody told us they're making 30 grand each.
That's it. I thought they'd get a little more than that.
And they have a chance to win more money depending on who wins the fight.
Really? That's
great. I think we're having Barry on either tomorrow or Wednesday to really try to whip him into a frenzy. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys could get into like a DJ match. Who would you like to fight the most of all the DJs in America?
I'll leave that up to you.
I think Rick Dees.
No.
Rick Dees, no.
Not on my short list.
Me either. Mm. Thank you, though.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That would just be for fun.
Yeah.
To beat Rick Dees up.
Sure, sure. That wouldn't be serious.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, I think we went to elementary school together. I jogged my memory.
Right,
thank you.
You nut. Rob, turn this thing on. Let me see if I know we got a break. Let me...
I think we're listening to Robbie the Third. Hello, Robbie. Robbie the Third in Mommy's Tummy. Are you there?
Hi, Mike.
Please call me Uncle Mike.
Hi, Uncle Mike.
How are things down there, and what's it feel like being Robbie the Third?
I'm in the tummy of Carrie.
That's right. Carrie is Rob's wife, pregnant with you, Robbie the Third. Oh, it's so good to hear from you, Robbie the Third. How are you?
I'm all effed up in the head.
How are you?
All the things my daddy says.
Is that messing with your head, Robbie the Third?
Oh, God damn it, yeah.
How does it feel hearing your daddy say all those hateful things day in and day out?
It's my only point of reference.
Yeah, that's right. You're not learning anything else, are you, little Robbie the Third, other than to hate?
When we come back from commercial,
right,
I'll answer any questions you have.
Fantastic.
About my daddy,
I'd love to. I would really, really love to, Robbie the Third. I can ask any question about your daddy.
Anything.
Okay, including what he does at the meetings?
Yeah.
Very good.
It's hard to find a good, gentle doctor.
Yeah, that's right. I know it is.
My daddy. Oh, it's hard to find a good Gentile doctor.
Oh, Kyle. Gentile, that's what he was writing down. Gentile.
You see,
that's
my
right.
Daddy doesn't like Jews.
Oh, that's horrible. Robbie the Third, that's very bad. Even though he's teaching you wrong, let me teach you to love everybody equally.
That's not what Daddy said.
I know. We're going to find all about Robbie. The big one and the little one.
We have to break now, though.
So good to talk to you, Robbie the Third. Any message you'd like before we break commercials?
I wish I could stay in here, and I wouldn't have to come out.
Oh, you mean you don't want to come out into the real world because your daddy has painted such a terrible picture?
He scared me.
Right. Well.
He scared me of all the blacks and Jews.
I know.
And Puerto Ricans.
He doesn't like Catholics either.
Irish and Catholic.
I know.
And let me see. Oh, don't let me forget. The French.
He hates the French. Well, that's
and
all right.
Daddy is constantly quizzing me.
About how to hate?
Daddy's always talking to Mommy's stomach. And I can't answer.
No, but he's trying to get those thoughts in your head, isn't he? It sounds like he's being successful.
So what I have to do is he says, now, little Robbie.
Robbie the Third.
If you hate everyone who's not exactly like you, kick Mommy twice. And then I have to go.
Right. Oh, that's so wonderful. That's great. Well, I know that your daddy's picking out a lot of baby clothes for you.
Oh, Daddy has all the brown shirts for me.
Yeah, I know.
Just like his favorite Nazis wear.
Robbie the Third.
So, Mike?
Yes.
Uncle Mike?
Yes, Robbie the Third.
Can we talk more after the commercial?
We certainly can. I have a lot of questions about how it is to be in Carrie's stomach with a daddy known as Robbie the Hater.
I'm going to be born in Berlin, Germany.
Oh, God, I bet you are.
I'm going to be baptized in the Rhine River.
That's exciting. Oh, no. Of course you are. And even if you're born here, it'll look like it's Berlin, Germany.
It looks like Germany in my daddy's house.
I want to ask when we come back from the break what kind of memorabilia your father has in the house.
Ever see American Beauty?
Okay, I think that's where we're going.
Lots of stuff like that.
Absolutely. And not to forget the books. All the books.
Daddy reads me those books every night.
I know, even with the big words you don't understand, right?
What a good daddy he is.
Yeah.
The book he's reading to me right now?
What's that, baby Robbie, Robbie the Third?
Mein
Kampf. Oh, God. Oh, no. Well, he shouldn't be reading that to you. Robbie the Third, we're going to try to straighten you out. We really are. We're going to make an effort, a valiant effort.
It says, once upon a time, there was a man called Goering.
A Goering?
Goering.
Goering. You mean like her? This is so sad. We're going to have to buzz. We're going to have to help Robbie the Third.
Do what we can.
And we're really going to have to help him. Because this is just no good. This no good can come of this.
Absolutely not.
I mean, his baby's going to be born hating just as much as his father. Mm-hmm. It's not a good thing at all. What are you laughing at, Robbie the Third?
Oh, I'm a happy baby.
You're a happy baby. What are you so happy about, Robbie the Third?
The fact that I'm going to
be born soon.
Oh, I know. We're all looking forward to that.
And I'm going to be goose-stepping with my daddy.
Probably goose-stepping right now in the womb, aren't you?
And I'm going to be going to the rally.
Yeah, the rally.
Oh, no, and I'm going to get rally. My sheep.
Yeah, and you know, you want to, if you don't have a head of hair, you know, you'll be just like a skinhead when you're born.
Skinhead, very right.
Cool. Absolutely.
Daddy likes skinhead.
I know, but he hates everybody else.
We have to break.
We do have to break for commercial, Robbie the Third.
We do.
We really do, Robbie the Third. That's the idea. We haven't. We've said it for about 5 minutes, but we haven't.
I'm just having too much fun.
Well, right. We're going to have fun when we come back from the commercial break, Robbie the Third. Peterson already speaking German.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
What a horrible thing to say.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
H to the Izzo, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we've got Robbie the Third here, still broadcasting live on the Don and Mike Show. Hi, baby Robbie.
Mike.
Are you having a good time on the show today? It's the first chance you've gotten to talk to our listening audience.
Yeah.
What, can I ask you a question, baby Robbie the Third?
Yeah, I'm in Mommy's tummy right now.
That's right. We're talking to you in Carrie's tummy.
In the womb.
You're in the womb. You know, the first time we had baby Molly on the show... Is that a little... what's the matter, Robbie the Third? What's the matter? You have a little cough?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Robbie the Third. This is a subject we had the last time on the show. It's about, it's about during pregnancy and when a man and a woman are involved in relations. Yeah. Does Daddy Robbie do that type of thing?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about it, Robbie the Third?
How for?
And what can you tell us about your father?
Wow.
Thank you. You're welcome, Rob. Rob, you know, it had to get there sometime, you know. We couldn't do the whole thing on the Nazi riff, you know. I mean, give me a break.
He's huge.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
No idea. He's gigantic.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's what Mommy tells him.
Really? Oh, that's what Mommy tells him. What's the truth, though, Robbie the Third?
I'm bigger than he is.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's incredible.
When he sticks it.
Oh, dear. Yes.
When he does that?
Yeah, Robbie the Third.
I know you've had jokes about, like, babies getting hit in the head.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what we talked about the last time we had baby Molly on the show.
He doesn't even come close to me.
So it doesn't bother you because you don't even know it's there.
No. What I do is I take my umbilical cord and I use it like a lasso.
Really?
And I try to rope my daddy's teeny-weeny.
Really?
But it always just comes in and leaves.
Oh, so it's quick, too, huh?
Very fast.
Very, very fast.
Daddy has no control.
Very small and fast. He's going to be so proud about that.
And he doesn't hear Mommy after he leaves.
You know, he's a handsome man. He really is.
He cries.
Really?
And she says, I will never know what it's like to be fully satisfied.
Oh, that is so sad. Can I ask you another question, Robbie the Third?
Can I just tell you one more thing?
Yes, go ahead, because I know Robbie Senior has been writing furiously. Yes.
My daddy reads me books.
Oh, does he really? Like, what are the books that he's reading you this week?
Little Red Riding Crouse.
Oh, Little Red Riding Crouse.
And he told me he's going to take me to Six Flags
over Dusseldorf.
Six Flags Dusseldorf. Fantastic.
I don't like it when Daddy makes love to Mommy, though, when he's drunk.
Oh, is that when it happens most often?
All the time.
All the time. And let me ask you about that baby Robbie, Robbie the Third.
Yes, Uncle Mike?
Does your daddy get drunk an awful lot?
Every morning and every night.
Every morning and every night. Do you ever hear him when he's really drunk?
You know what he says most of the time?
What does he say most of the time?
F Don and Mike.
Oh, no.
I hate working for those a-holes.
Hey, now we're on something where we might be able to get some information. What else does he say about Don and Mike?
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Robbie the Third, why don't you first tell us what he says about Mike, and then tell us what he says about Don. I think they'd be very curious to hear about that.
Okay,
first of all, what does Rob say about Mike?
About Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike, yes, please. I know that I'm dying to hear this.
He's not surprised at what's happened in your personal life.
Oh, really? Does he talk about that a lot?
He laughs about it.
That's interesting to know that he laughs about it, laughing at my pain. Is that right?
That's right.
That's pretty nasty stuff. What does he say? Who does he say is responsible for all this? Does he blame Mike?
You.
Yeah, he blames me, really.
It's your fault.
Oh, is that what he says?
You know what he says about Don?
What does he say about Don?
He's pussy whipped.
Oh, my goodness,
he
really?
Said he can't decide which one of you has it worse.
Oh, wow.
You're getting out of a marriage.
Right.
But Don is stuck in a marriage where he will never, ever, ever be able to be a man.
That is incredible. You hear everything your daddy says. What does your daddy say about Mr. Burbank?
Yeah.
Well, I want to... Is this just between us?
Yeah, and then after Mr. Burbank, I've got probably the most important line of questioning to ask you.
He has told the police to keep an eye on Buzz.
He's actually called the police on Buzz?
Man. Just said keep an eye on him.
That's not good, though, Robbie the Third. That's really, that's taking advantage of friends.
He's trying to get a reward.
Hey, Robbie the Third, can I ask you another question?
Daddy's a narc.
He's a narc.
Thanks
He's an undercover
up.
Narcotics officer.
Not really.
Oh, really? But he likes to pretend he is, like
he
Elvis?
Likes to turn in the people to get the money.
Oh, really? He loves money. Your daddy loves money, doesn't he?
He does, and he hates that everybody makes more than he does.
Is he cheap? Is your daddy cheap, Robbie the Third?
Well, my daddy is 1/8 Jew. So you know he's cheap, because that's what he tells me. You know what? He told me last night before I went to bed.
What did he say, Robbie the Third?
He goes right to Mommy's stomach, and he said, "Hey, Robbie the Third, it's your daddy, Robbie. Why do Jews have such big noses?"
Oh, is that what he said? That's a horrible thing to say.
And I said, "Why?"
It's not a nice thing to say.
Because the air is free.
Oh, that's a horrible joke. You shouldn't tell jokes like that, Robbie the Third. That's very, very bad.
And I am 1/16 Jew.
Yes, and your daddy's already told
you. My dad is 1/8 Jew.
So he shared the chart with you already.
I heard someone think I might be an octoroon.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Somebody called earlier on the show. Robbie the Third, does your daddy ever talk about our producer, Lisa Herndon? Does he ever mention her? Because, you know, all of us at work, we've noticed a strange relationship between those two.
Mommy and Daddy argue about her all the time.
Really? What do they argue about, Robbie the Third?
Mommy calls her, let me see if I can remember, homewrecker.
Homewrecker, really?
Yeah.
And when your daddy ever talks to you and it's real quiet when you overhear your daddy, does he ever talk about Lisa?
Yes.
What does he say?
Well, sometimes...
Like when Mommy's sleeping.
When Mommy is sleeping.
Uh-huh.
I've heard him on the telephone, and he says, "Oh, Lisa,
with your Nordic features. You are perfect for breeding.
Oh, really?
Yes. Wow.
So he's asking her to breed, too.
Yes.
Can I ask you something? When we bowl, baby Robbie, Robbie the Third, when your daddy finishes bowling, he walks up to Lisa and they kind of hook their pinky fingers on really
have
strange.
Finger sex.
Is that what that is?
It's finger sex.
It's wow. Finger sex. Have you heard your daddy talk about that?
He comes home and washes his hands. And then mommy says, why do you always wash your hands? But I know why.
Why?
Because I can smell.
Really?
Yes.
All right, now, Robbie the Third, this might be a little complicated for you, but I have to ask you another question.
Okay, last question, because I got to go take a dump.
Okay, oh, no. I have to ask you. Sometimes I hear Buzz and your daddy talking about cooking and housekeeping and house things and things that you would normally hear like Martha Stewart talk about. Why does your daddy talk about all those domestic things? Do you know why, Robbie the Third? Is your daddy normal in that way? He talks like he might be gay.
My daddy is gay?
I don't know.
Now, what does gay mean, Uncle Mike?
Let me explain to you, Robbie the Third, and I'm surprised your father hasn't yet, but, well, Robbie the Third, that means that you're a man who really likes to be with other men.
Oh, you mean a faggot.
That must be the word.
Right.
Yes,
that's right. That's right, Robbie.
My daddy's a faggot.
Is he really?
Just like in American Beauty.
Really? Your daddy likes men?
My daddy has the Hitler plates.
Wow.
And he seriously was.
Wow. Now that's been revealed.
All you had to do was say faggot.
Oh, yes.
Faggot. All this
I wanted to be a little gentler with the language, unlike your daddy, baby Robbie. But that's wonderful. So he likes men.
He's a self-hating faggot.
A self-loathing faggot.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing, Robbie the Third. This has been so wonderfully informative. I want to thank you for coming to talk to us from Mommy's tummy, and we're looking forward when you come in your little brown shirt outfit when you're born. And Robbie the Third. Will you come back and visit us sometime?
Anytime you want.
Oh, that's great. Is there any other little tidbit, or as like we used to ask Rudy Marsky, do you have a nugget that you could throw out for that pertaining to your daddy, that something about maybe your daddy that we wouldn't know?
Well, maybe we'll get to visit all of our relatives in Argentina.
You have relatives in Argentina.
Of course
I never knew.
Yeah.
The boys from Brazil. There you go. Wow, incredible. Well, thank you, Robbie the Third.
Thank you, Uncle Mike.
You be a good boy and make sure that you're nice and healthy when you're born.
I'm trying. Talk to Mr. Rough Stuff about that.
Yeah, but thank God he's so small and quick.
But he has big hands.
Oh, that's another interview, I suppose.
And when Mommy doesn't listen...
Oh, no.
He counts to five.
Really? Does he kiss his fist?
Yes, he does.
Oh, no. Can I ask you one last question before we let you go?
Sure, Uncle Mike.
Because since you live in Mommy's tummy, you basically live where Mommy lives.
Yes.
Does your Mommy ever spend any time in the trunk of the car?
We spent a weekend in the trunk of the car.
Oh, dear.
With nothing to eat or drink.
Oh, that's not good at all.
Because Mommy doesn't listen.
And Daddy puts Mommy in the trunk of the car.
Yes, he does.
He's a bad man, your Daddy.
Now, I love him, though.
I know you do.
And now Mommy listens.
And now she does.
Now that we spent a weekend in the trunk.
Yes, Mommy.
Mommy listens.
He's a bad man, Buzz. He is.
Bye, Uncle Mike.
Bye, Robbie the Third.
Proven here today.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
See you in 7 months.
Bye-bye.
I hope take care of that cough.
Bye, baby Robbie.
We had to spend all of President's Day weekend in the trunk of the car last time.
Wow. Well, hopefully that won't happen to your mommy again.
Mommy just doesn't listen.
What an unimaginable bastard he is.
Stupid bitch.
Oh, see what he's teaching.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
I'm sorry, we ran too late. Yeah, I could...
seriously?
Yeah.
Could you do that for 4 hours?
4 hours, yes. Absolutely. And you're just scratching the surface.
Yeah. Your lead story, Buzz?
Today, piling on more charges against Jason Williams.
Ah,
stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments
coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
baby rational.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Yeah.
Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Heard you already. Tomorrow on the show, monkeys will pick the NCAA bracket for us. Spider monkeys coming by. Also tomorrow, we'll be giving away a Dish Network satellite TV system. Just like what my daddy doesn't know won't hurt him.
All right.
And we never got to the Letterman and his mom thing today. That'll be on tomorrow's episode. Time now for a buzz and news brought to you by Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself over to Hard Times for soul-satisfying chili, a big old chili dog, or a half-pound char-grilled burger. Check hardtimes.com for your neighborhood location. Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Former NBA star Jason Williams faces more charges today. Prosecutors in New Jersey say he tampered with evidence and obstructed justice after the shooting of a limo driver at his home. Williams had already been charged with manslaughter, of course, but a witness says Williams tried to put the victim's palm and fingerprints on the shotgun, as you may have heard, and then disposed of his own bloody clothing before police arrived, hence the new charges.
Oh, that reeks of OJ a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Very, very strange. Shooting was phoned in to police, you may recall, as a suicide. Williams' lawyer says it was an accident. Americans should still be worried. Those are the exact words of our Homeland Security Director, Tom Ridge. He says we should assume there are terrorists on the loose in the U.S. today. Quoting him, be on alert, be worried, we're still under attack, potentially. Sometime this week, Ridge will unveil a new five-color warning system, red alert, orange, yellow, blue, and green. These colors will be assigned to the previously confusing government warnings that have been issued.
All right, for anybody that's going to be paying attention to that, do not eat mushrooms.
Yeah. Thank you. It could be color confusion.
Color-coded.
Yeah.
Okay.
There
whatever.
So like,
I'm guessing a red alert would be the biggest.
That's the high alert.
Green would be what?
I think that probably means things are okay. Things are back to normal. That
so would be the lowest code level. Green.
Right.
Code green. What about like an off maroon?
That's not on the list. Only five colors on the
brown?
List. Brown? Not on the list.
So you got your red?
You got your red.
You got blue.
Orange is next after red.
Red, orange,
and yellow?
And yellow.
Yellow.
And then blue.
And
then
blue.
Green.
And
green.
Green.
That's it.
Now I'm confused between blue and green.
Yeah, I don't even know why blue's in there. They just needed a fifth color.
Can you be cold, Batman?
What about pink? Pink. Everything's fine. Here's the new alert for you.
Well, these colors will be assigned to the government warnings that we hear from time to time.
Very nice.
Now we're ready.
Will someone just get on TV and like hold up a placard like this going, mm-hmm. Pink, everything's fine.
We're going to win.
This is a red alert.
We're going to win now. We have the colors.
If you know the color that means danger, run away.
Right now. Twin beams of light will reach into the skies of lower Manhattan tonight after a day of tributes to the 9/11 victims. The lights go on at 6:55 p.m., taking about 20 seconds to warm up to full strength.
Now, that's okay. I mean, do something like that, because that is hallowed.
This
ground.
Is nice. Yeah, they'll be on every night through April 13th until 11 p.m.
Okay. You know what? And I change. I'm sorry. I change like the wind, Don. But I have to tell you, then and now it's like, you turn it into a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. I don't know. That bugs me.
The switch will be flipped by a little girl who lost her father in the attack. The day's been filled with other memorial activities in New York and...
Well, that's good. That Disney's it up a little bit.
In Washington, it does a little. A lot of people will be watching Letterman tonight, as you mentioned earlier. They want to see what he has to say about the rumors he's changing networks.
Wow.
Those rumors have gained credibility after an article from Time magazine. Time, quote, CBS President Les Moonves is saying, fine, let him go. After hearing some of Letterman's demands, the main sticking point in his talks with CBS is that he wants to name his successor after he retires, and he wants that successor to remain in place for up to 10 years afterward. CBS is balking at this.
Oh, good luck. No one's going to give him that, not even ABC.
If that is true, that is a little pompous.
That's something that Carson wanted, and now it's something that Letterman wants as well.
Well, of course, because Dave's got that whole Johnny thing going.
Right,
if it's something that Johnny wanted, it's what he wants.
That's exactly what it is, and that is pompous. This crap.
Doing
that
it
really
for Johnny.
Hold on there, Buzz.
All right.
We're up on a break. Okay. Sorry about that. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we
could the chit-chat a-hole.
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
He does. Be the 100th caller now, okay? Get some stuff done recklessly, you animals. 877-365-3636. I think I mentioned tomorrow on the show Leah Remini.
Right.
I didn't mention that.
Oh, I know. In the first break, monkeys.
Yeah.
Picking the NCAA tournament for us.
We've always wanted to have monkeys in the studio. Tomorrow, a dream comes true.
Monkeys picking our NCAA brackets and what daddy doesn't know won't hurt him. lots of Letterman stuff tomorrow. Now, again, here is Guy Frigoli. Hi, Buzz.
In sports, the Dallas Mavericks can move into a first-place tie with the Western Conference-leading Sacramento Kings tonight with a victory over the visiting Seattle Supersonics. Both teams riding four-game winning streaks. The Celtics are also working on a four-game win streak. Headed into tonight's game in Washington, the Celtics beat the Wizards 98-91. Yesterday in Boston. And at long last, finally, a sports team Rob can root for at a college in Greeley, Colorado. The basketball team is now known as the Fighting Whiteys.
Oh, God.
The team had been known, as the Reds. The students tried to get the University of Northern Colorado to drop that, along with the caricature of a Native American Indian. The Whiteys, by the way, feature several Native American players, along with some Hispanic players.
Very
and,
good.
Yes, white guys. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's great. Sorry,
thank you, Buzz. You're back.
Go Whiteys. Whiteys. Fantastic. That Whiteys.
The Whiteys. Sorry,
long time ago. Tomorrow, as I mentioned on the show, the Monkeys picking the NCAAs. And they will be giving away a Dish Network Total Satellite TV System.
All right.
Courtesy of the Dish Network 800-333-DISH. And we'll be talking to the very hot Leah Remini tomorrow. And we got to finish up our list of the hottest women on the planet, 2002 styles. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I would be the 100th caller.
You would be, and what is your name, my friend?
My name is Tim.
Hi, Tim. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Tim, enjoy your $25 gift certificate to Bennigan's.
All right.
All right, that's a good price.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And everybody, please join Rob and Lisa. There they are, together again.
Yes.
Saturday at the Bennigan's in Rockville, Maryland, from 10 p.m. to midnight. Oh, it's a late night out with Rob and Lisa.
Oh, 10 to midnight.
They'll be there celebrating St. Patrick's Day with a Barney Blast Party.
Hey, that's where Michael Jordan met his wife.
Thank you for listening. Hold on, please. Why are you wearing sunglasses, Mike?
I don't know.
All right. That's it. I'm going to go have a nice MRI.
Yeah,
have
fun. Yeah.
And I'll be back tomorrow along with you guys.
I will.
You're going to be here tomorrow?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
You're always here.
Yeah, I'll be here.
You're pretty reliable. good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you, sir. Rob?
I'll be here.
Can you?
Will you?
You first.
Okay. Tonight at 8 o'clock.
Not me.
I'll meet you.
Oh, really?
No.
Throw it. Throw it. Throw it, boy. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
We will see you tomorrow.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.